Blog Talk Radio.
Guys out there right now saying we got a lot of races locked in. And I know a lot of people saying that they don't think a couple of them are going to go off. I want your opinions on who you think and why you think they ain't going to be going off. You can just tell us right quick on here. I know I've been a quiet all of a sudden. Over the winter, everybody was really voicing their opinions and everything, talking all that gangster stuff. You ain't got long now, so we're going to see what happens. 4 weeks, that's it. We there. We out there, ready to run. So I just want to make sure that everybody been coming in or wanted to come in and say what they got to say. I know we still got some more lock-ins going in. Fat Albert had locked in a couple over the weekend, you know, and I mean, Jason Gray and Gordo, you know what I mean? That sounds pretty good. I got to give the man credit, you know. I got to give both of the parties credit. I got to give Gordo credit for going out there, and I got to give Jason credit for giving the break. So that takes some heart. Ain't too many people that want to do something like that, but they sure enough going out there and trying to get it in. I don't know if it was something, an insult race or what it is, but I guess we're going to find out. We're definitely going to find out. But let me make sure I get Fat Albert. Let me make sure I get him in here right quick because I got to ask him a few things, too. Hit the one button for me, Fat Albert, so I can pull you in. And, guys, I know a lot of guys have been asking me to try to call them on their phone. I can't call you on the phone because I got to keep it open in case we got a get that neutral party on there to make sure they're locked in the race. If you want, you get one of the other guys on here on the line of call. I also, let me see, I seen some stuff going down over the weekend. There was something else that was getting ready. I know there's a couple of Long Island guys that are going to be doing stuff. I just don't know if they locked the money in, so that's the reason why I didn't put it up. I know it's like four races just right over here in Long Island that they want to try to get off. But I don't want to put up nothing unless I know the money's up. So that's the only thing. I don't want to turn around and put out false information. Also, I have Chris Langhorn, and I think Skip should be running. And Chris Langhorn's from Virginia, and Skip is from Riverhead. I've been getting a lot of calls on that one, saying that that one's. So, Chris, I had to reach out to Chris or Skip to make sure. I don't want to put theirs out there. I wonder why I didn't put their race out there. But I just want to make sure. I don't want to turn around and put something out there, and then it's not happening. Because the first thing goes, they look at the promoter. They don't look at you. They want to say, oh, he was gay hustling or whatever crap there'd be. So I just want to make sure I get everything right. Let me see. I know he had a guy. I hit that one. Matter of fact, the switchboard just, someone hit the one button for a minute. I just want to make sure the switchboard just went blank for a minute. Let me just see if it comes up. Okay, I just seen the switchboard come back. Okay, good, good, good. I'm like, oh, man, what the heck happened here, boy? But I'm going to open up a couple of these mics anyhow because I want to make sure get these guys out there because I know they all want to get them out. I know this number already, 336-9816, and that's Mr. Butchie Woods.
Good evening, Joe Gray. How you doing there, my brother?
All right now. You got anything? Can you tell us anything? But you might know somebody that might want to pay the deposits
I don't know nobody paying no deposit. I'm not paying no deposit. Damn that. I'm going out there.
Okay. No, I didn't say you. I'm just saying maybe it's somebody else.
I ain't paying shit. Now, I don't know. I don't know the Badmouth crew been going back and forth with Bruce Styles real bad.
Yeah, but Bruce is trying to run up for somewhere else, and I don't know. I kind of like them to get into it because it's like a, I don't know, it's not good. They get, stuff gets too personal for me. I'm just saying, I'm good with that. It's just, ain't my style of racing. How about that? I just say it like that. Sometimes it's better off to stay out of it and not worry about it. Let them handle their own stuff. They want to be men.
Them so-called Mount Vernon boys been getting kind of fresh, talking about they really, really want me. They want me so bad. But they, you know, I'm going to Home Depot or to Lowe's, or I'm going to go to one of these Habitat for Humanity stores and buy me some knee pads. When I get some bitches in the crowd, I'm going to buy some knee pads.
Give me one of the persons that want you so bad.
OC, he keep calling my phone and this and that and that and this, and he want this and he want that, but they keep calling my shit junk. I got junk.
You got junk, but they want some.
Yeah, they begging. They on their knees begging. I know they listening.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm putting y'all bitches on blast. Y'all show him.
Come on now.
I know y'all bitches.
You gonna put them out there like that, huh?
And fuck them. They can't do nothing about it. Everybody keep all right. About, oh, man, you need to get them a spot. Why should I want to give them a spot? Y'all two got two different type cars. Look at his car and look at my car. That'll tell a story right there.
Oh, my gosh. But they call your car junk.
Yep.
Okay. Nah, I see a lot of that going on. People talk junk about your car, but then they want something. So that don't say too much for them, then. If that's the case, they're going to say something
that. And then, you know, they got a few superheroes that that they, you know, that they've been hooping and hollering about.
Oh, one of their,
one of them is Nardone, and the other super duper hero is Darren Swiggle, aka better known as Now Drizzle. And he wants to run me, but you know, I told him, you know, and I hope he's listening, because you know he been talking junk lately, saying that he want to race. So I told him, listen, we'll lock up two deposits. I'll run him heads up right after he run my man Kevin Hunt, but he has to run Kevin Hunt first. If he don't want to run Kevin Hunt first, I ain't got to run him.
Now,
of course, you know,
I don't know if that ever happened like that.
See, remember when I came to Buzz Creek a couple of years ago, you know, Kevin was over there helping me, and he didn't understand why was Kevin over there helping me, and then he called me on the back line, was like, yeah, well, you know, I'm going to run you, but make sure your Uncle Kevin, you know, put in your part so I can get in his pocket. So I just delayed the message. So now it's time for him to get in the pockets if you really want to get in the pockets.
Sound a little rough, don't it, Fat Albert?
Sound a little rough there, little Joe. Sound a little rough. What's that, Butcher?
What's going on, Fat Albert?
I guess, so you mean to tell me, now, Kevin trying to get right in the fire right away, he want to run him right off the bat, huh?
Yeah, he want, yeah. Mm-hmm. But Swiggle, he as Shark Dog say, he trying to wiggle his way out of it. He won't stand there and take it like a man. He trying to wiggle his way out of it.
Okay.
But it's gonna be all right though.
Well,
I just want to see two things.
No, they relaying that message to him now. Just letting you know.
I don't care. It don't. I want him to relay that message. That's why I said it.
I ain't just saying that. Rohan ain't gonna hear that too now. Rohan ain't gonna go for that.
Rohan ain't gonna bust a Greek. Rohan is the hostage.
He the man that built the motor. What are you talking about?
Listen. I ain't gonna say that. I'm gonna leave that alone. He done built all them boys' motor.
That's what I'm saying. You know, Rohan hear that.
They hate me.
Better get ready.
They hate me. He better get ready.
Get ready.
Because one thing about it. Oh, your boy, they gonna hate me and my friend.
And so, but now you do have a race with Cliffy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's Saturday, though.
Yeah. I'm trying to get some shirts made, you know, because this shit's gonna be real funny.
Ooh. Huh?
That was
it's just gonna be real funny. It's just gonna be real funny.
Did you give him a call?
Yeah, I gave him a call. I got to do some things. I'm gonna try to do it tomorrow.
Okay.
Everything is situated at the mall.
What the T-shirt gonna say, Butch? What the T-shirt gonna say?
I'm gonna have two big eyeballs on the back of that shirt, and it's gonna say "All Eyes on Me."
I like that. I like that.
Okay. All eyes on me. Damn. Okay. You sure Cliffy ain't gonna try to poke one of them eyes?
Hey, he can try to poke one. Hey, one thing about it. One thing about it. They're gonna be out there for him to poke. That's for sure.
Or either them eyes are watching Cliff. Ahead of you. Could it be that?
Yeah, well, shit happens. Anything could happen. Anything could happen.
You look at, right now, you 2-0 against Cliff now.
I'm 0-2.
I'm 0-2 against Cliff. I paid him two deposits.
0-2.
He ain't going to get another one. This one he going to earn.
He got to earn it.
This one he going to earn. Yes, sir.
Hey, you seen the video, too, so we got somebody on the phone right now.
I ain't worried about that video.
Pulling money all up on the back of the trunk.
Hey, I ain't worried about that video. That's old news there. That's not going to happen at Galant, that's for sure.
What was you doing over there, Fat Albert?
Yeah.
There you go starting shit. There you go starting.
Hey,
all right.
He saw the video.
Oh.
He saw the video.
Yo, I'm like an elephant. I ain't forgot Fat Albert yet. I ain't forgot about what he did. Walking around there talking that shit.
We got these cookies. We got them. I said, oh, my God. These cookies throwing money all over the back of them. I said, boy, they rough. They rough.
Yeah.
Then you got James. James and Zeus. What do you think about that one on Friday night?
Oh, woo! Man. That's going to be a good one there. I think James is going to get him, though.
That's gonna be.
They running for some cookies, as they say.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. They,
good gracious.
Yeah, they got some nice little ones. Put it this way, just the deposit alone.
Yeah, the deposit alone. Good God
alone. I like that. I think Zeus has got a couple of ones like that race too. A couple of good ones like that. So go ahead, Zeus. I ain't mad at you. I see he cranked it up today, had it out there running, sounding good. He's calling out the badmouth crew.
Uh-oh, you know they're going to come on and they're going to argue with you on that one, Joe. Oh, you
I'll
shouldn't have said that.
I'll just tell you. He said he wanted Bam Bam and all of them. Antoine
and
Marcus
going to get on here?
They're going to
talk shit
the video.
Yeah,
I
think,
say,
you know what?
He had it out.
He's texting me already. Here they go.
The funny thing is, I think Antoine and Marcus be having this shit planned out. I think they play good cop, bad cop. Because Antoine be on this radio show all damn night long, and they be getting at him. As soon as Marcus come on here, boy, it's like he just shut everybody else down or whatever the case may be.
Antoine just texted me say he yawning, Joe, when you said that. He thought he yawning when you said it sound good. He just texted me.
Yeah, okay. Hold on. Let me make sure I open up a couple of these mics too, because I see a couple. Make sure they might mess around, jump on me, but I see. 862-3221. Your mic is open.
Good evening, fellas. How y'all doing?
What's going on, Troy? Right. How's everything?
I can't complain.
What do you think, Troy? Anybody you know going to be paying some DPs out there?
I don't know too many people that's going to be paying DPs, but I just want to say good luck to all races and have a safe trip down that, you know, 8th mile and get it in. That's all I can say. I don't know who's going to give it up.
A lot of people been on fire. Are you coming down? Are you coming down, George, for the race?
No, sir. No, I'm not going to be coming down. I'll probably try to make the next thing that y'all have, but not this one.
Oh, okay.
Now, I'm focusing on trying to get oil pressure right now. So.
I heard that. There you go.
Yeah, I can understand that one. Definitely understand that. Yeah, right now, I got to say, it got awful quiet all of a sudden. When it's in the February, you notice everybody been real, real quiet lately.
Hey, Joe, they hear that clock. Joe, they hear that clock. They listen to it. Oh, boy, they hear that clock ticking down.
I don't mean no harm, but I know some people was out there talking some bad junk before, but I ain't heard nothing from them lately. Been awful quiet. Uh-oh, who to get called me there? No, I'll get him on this here phone. Let me get this, open up this mic here, because if I don't, something's going to be up. 215-6904, your mic is open.
Yo, what's going on?
What's going on now? How's everything?
What's up, Joe? What's up,
Joe?
What's up,
Zeus?
What up, Zeus?
I see you up there cranking the truck up there.
Yes, sir. I heard you fired up
a little bit.
I'm trying to run over some motherfuckers out here.
Good
I
God
see.
Almighty.
Hey, you know the word for the day?
What's the word for the day?
Lock in.
Come on, Zeus. What's the word for the day? You must be in a bad area. Hump that out.
Bad spot. Yeah, Zeus. Your phone breaking up, Zeus.
Yeah. I went through a bad area.
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
Can you hear
me? What's the word for the day? What's the word for the day?
The word for the day is LOCK.
Lock.
Like a motherfucker. And we ain't talking about in prison.
Good. Great show.
So tell us who you want to lock in. Everybody will hear.
I want to lock in Bam Bam, and he got the back tie on Saturday.
Uh-oh. Antoine, come on. You texting me. Antoine, come on. Get in here.
I need another victim.
Antoine ain't got his hearing aid in right now, so he can't hear it.
Yeah, he on here. He just texted me when you said Zeus God sound good.
Oh, he
sent me an emoji of the man yawning when you said that. So he on here. Here comes the text man. Here comes the text message. Here we go already. Hey Joe, did you see it? Look at your phone, Joe. The little man with the yawning.
He yawning. I see you yawning.
And he shouldn't be yelling, and he got that brown suit on. You can't be sleeping while you're driving that brown truck.
All right,
I'm
going to read it. Zeus is going to wait like he did to ODB. What the hell?
All right, let me tell you what happened real quick. So he got the one and one. Hey, Roy, you was there. They thought they had me in a chick bag, Uncle Roy. They thought they had me in a chick bag. You remember that?
Yes, I remember that, yeah.
Listen, so now he wants the one and one for life from Buckwheat. But you said your motor was hurt, though. So how, if your motor back together strong, you should be able to stand right next to me, right or wrong?
Yeah. Hey, he texted me. He said all he wanted the heads up clear.
He went the hands up. He got it. Lock.
Oh, shit. Antoine, you better come on here. The man said you got it.
You got it. Uh-huh. Head up clear. You got it. Now he's going to try to change some shit. Watch. He's going to look for off the trailer. Nope. Ain't going to happen. Ooh. And I got lane choice. You got the head up clear. I got lane choice. Right or wrong, Joe?
Yeah. That's automatic. That's automatic.
True, yeah.
If you give up the spot,
okay,
you automatically get the lane choice.
And tell him that I seen you counting money, Uncle Roy, and I know you like counting, so I'll send you my DP
now. Lord have mercy. I don't think Antoine will have his truck ready for North versus South. He said my next
No. I know he ain't. But what he's trying to say is I can't run Bam Bam until I lock ODB in. I just did that. Now you got locked in with Bam Bam, motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
Good. Antoine, I can't read all this. Oh, shit. He said Lion, Tigers, and Bell, 4th of July, or either Lion, Tigers, and Bell.
No.
That's when you can get it.
No, we going to do this motherfucker on Memorial. The first time you bring that motherfucker out, am I on? Fuck that. I'm going to give it to you early.
Oh, shit.
No, and they got, hey, Uncle Roy, I'm going to wear one of those thin condoms, some new thin condoms, some Durexes. I'm going to put one on his ass.
Damn.
Antoine, say something, man. Good God,
no, Antoine, call in the show.
Antoine,
call
out.
The fuck in.
That man, they gonna put on that real thin condom. Good God Almighty!
Hold on one second. Let me make sure I open up this mic because I think who this is. 704-6149. Your mic is open.
What's going on,
Joe? That's James.
What's up, people?
All right. Too.
What's up, James?
What's going on,
Butchie? Going on.
You ain't say hi to Zeus there, man. Zeus over here on the phone.
Oh, I said what's up, everybody. But, you know, what you came on is, you know, he said something directly to me, so I acknowledged him.
Oh.
So,
okay.
What's her name ain't coming? TikTok.
Who ain't coming?
Yeah, it's, well, I know about that one because his partner died, so everybody know about it. They've been together for years, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, Uncle Roy, hey, Uncle Roy, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Did you get any more text messages?
Yeah, he said my management won't let me come on and talk. I don't know if you're talking about his old lady or.
Oh, I don't know, he didn't say that.
I gave you my dates. More day. When is Lions, Tigers, and Bears? The 19th, right? How about April 16th? I'm bringing the truck out the 21st. It was Memorial Day, but a lot in books.
April? Oh, you said May. My bad. God damn.
What you got in June? Find a date in June. We'll make something shake. Just that simple.
You know what? I like. You know what? Hold on. I like Lion, Tigers, and Bears. Lock it the fuck up. Let's get it out the way.
I'm not locking in Lion, Tigers, and Bears. We just said we're not coming because they have a big event at Del Mar. Listen. Hold up. That's why I'm looking at the schedule now. They have a PDRA. It's not a PDRA. It's supposed to have a big tire X275 car shootout at Del Mar. And we said we're not coming. We're not going to Lion, Tigers, and Bears this year. Hold up. Hold on tight. I'm going to look at the schedule right now. Hold on. But I'm 1,000% sure that was the date we talked about.
Oh, my God. This guy.
You want me? You're gonna have to get me when you get me.
No, I beat you already.
Y'all ain't coming to Lion Tigers and Bears this year.
Nah, I don't think I'm coming this year because they got a big thing at Del Mar. They're doing something new.
They said that last year.
We had lock-ins for Lion Tigers and Bears. We didn't say that. We came.
How did we already have
locked-in races for Lion Tigers and Bears?
Okay.
If it's a day that I'm talking about, yes, we won't be there. Go ahead and go on the show. I'll get my date. Give me a second.
No. Let's get it. We got their full attention, so let's get it locked up. Don't keep running. Keep running, fool.
I'm not running from you.
I know, but I'm trying to lock you in so I can get to Bam Bam in March. You in the fucking way.
Hey, you can get both of them on the same day, man. Chill out.
Oh my God, if Bam Bam
going to
be in July,
I'm going to
leave Bam Bam in July. How about that?
I bet. That sounds good.
Well, then all you got to do is lock. I told you, and you got the fucking back tie.
You just said the heads up clear. Make up your mind.
No,
but
heads
I take
up
both.
Clear for your ass. Heads up clear on your ass. Heads up clear on you. Back tie I already lost to that car, so what am I going to give him something for? Boy, you make a lot of noise over there. You sound like you got a fucking aqua lung or something over there. What's the problem?
Fat Albert, you all right? You all right, Fat Albert?
Hey, hold on. I got the window down.
I thought that was Antoine doing all that noise.
No, it ain't me. I'm sitting here playing PlayStation.
It ain't.
Antoine, are you there?
Well, ain't nothing happening.
I'll find a date.
Antoine,
I'll find a date.
Okay.
Man, I'm here. I said I'll find a date.
All right, listen. Okay, let's get you out the way because you in the way. You in the way because you're not racing till later. Can I lock in Bam Bam, yes or no, since I locked you in?
No. You ain't getting your way. You ain't get your way. And Gary just said you gonna wait on it. That's what he just said.
Listen, did he text you something?
I'm gonna tell you any damn thing to get you get what I want.
Oh man, see that's that bullshit.
Hold on,
man.
Let me hold on. I'm hitting him right now. Hold tight. God damn, hold on.
Joe, open up another
Zeus. Over there, is on his knees.
I gotta ask James. Your race on Saturday. Do you got anything else besides that or no?
I got two races Saturday. One with EP and one with Cliffy.
Oh yeah. Okay. I forgot about that. Friday night. You and Zeus.
Zeus and LaRon.
Who?
Huh? You supposed to run LaRon too?
LaRon. Yeah, I'm supposed to run LaRon. LaRon said he's gonna give me. LaRon said he's gonna give me everything in drag racing.
Yeah.
Huh?
That ain't gonna happen. Ain't no money going so on that one. That ain't gonna happen.
Ain't no money up, right?
I bet anybody that ain't gonna happen. Anybody want to bet? I bet you LeBron don't pay no DP. I bet you that.
Well, we supposed to have the money up a week before the same time me and you got to have my money.
I bet you it ain't gonna happen. Me and you locked for life. That's facts. I said my money right now. I told Uncle that. I said mine right now if you want me to. But I bet you LeBron ain't going to lock you in. I bet you that. Not on that race. I guarantee you it ain't going to happen.
I'm pretty sure he's listening.
I'm sorry?
I said I'm pretty sure he's listening.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he is too. He can get on here and he can bet me some side money that he ain't gonna lock you in.
Damn.
Yeah.
And I tell you
damn,
what,
you should have turned into a bully overnight,
yo.
Huh?
No, because you know what? People just be rapping, and that's like trying to get to a point where let's get some grudge racing in. Now this man looking for a date. He texts Roy and told Roy he got to give me what I want for my race. I just asked him what he wanted. He told me what he wanted. I granted it to him, right? Now I say race, bam, bam. Now you got a problem racing, bam, bam now. What you want me to do? You want me to give you more. That's what you want. You want the one and one, right? Antoine, you there?
I'm here.
Antoine. Okay, Antoine. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do for you. Since you got so many races locked up for MIR, I'm going to pay all your fucking punk outs, and me and you going to race now.
I'm still not going to run it. Hold on, Fat Out. He can pay him out, and I'm just going to sit there and look stupid because I'm not going to run him. I'm running my races. That one with me and CJ is definitely getting
off. I bet you is.
Sean Love Holmes is definitely getting off because that's punk out king. It don't make no damn difference.
Right.
And you damn sure ain't paying OG Bobby's punk out because I'm damn sure getting his ass. You ain't paying none of mine.
Oh, man.
That shit don't make me no bit of difference what you try to do. That shit don't work over here.
Okay.
You can pay him, but you're going to sit there looking stupid. Just
oh,
so
you running OG Bobby
money.
Too?
Yeah, I'm running OG Bobby. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Who you running with?
In the famous words of
huh?
Styles, just some shiggy.
Who you running?
Oh, my nemesis that I got to beat the shit out of him this time.
Oh, so
that's
some more
the only
people
race
here.
You
maybe
got?
To get a show today. Add some more people on this.
Yeah,
show.
For right now. I'm going to have another race.
Okay.
I got to see something first. I'm going to have another one.
Okay.
I'm going to make them bitches bring that car to New York.
Huh?
Yeah, huh?
You talking about the Mustang and the white
in.
Again? That's what you talking about?
The white don't want them problems.
Oh, okay.
But if the white want to lock in, I'll lock his ass in.
White that, by the way, too, so. Man, Berkeley was at the white.
You heard what I said?
Antoine.
You heard what I said, Long Island Joe?
Huh?
If the white want to run that Mustang, I will oblige him if he want to show up.
Antoine, put that PlayStation down. Listen to me. Antoine. Oh, Antoine.
Oh, not the Antoine. Ah, almighty. God almighty. Come on, Zeus. That's just damn right disrespectful.
That's
not
it.
The Antoine.
No, it ain't. Antoine, where the fuck is he at? Hey, Uncle Ward. Come on. The word for the day is Mark.
All right, Joe, open the mic, son. He texted me. Open the mic.
Hold on, what? I opened up
word
this mic.
Is lock.
301-4533. Your mic is open.
Yo, 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 yo.
What's going on now?
What's this A-ball? Y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Locked
in.
My man. I gotta get my shit back.
Hey, Zeus.
Yeah.
What you was saying about LeBron?
He said LeBron ain't gonna lock
put
in.
No VP up.
And he bet money on that. He bet money that LeBron won't do it.
Okay. Nah, I just come on the show and I kept hearing it, but I didn't know what it was about.
Well, LeBron's supposed to give somebody everything in drag racing, and I say LeBron ain't going to put no DP up for that. That's what I'm betting on.
He's giving James everything in drag racing.
I ain't nobody.
I mean, I'm just saying what the race is. That's all.
Yeah, right. I'm saying that I ain't nobody.
Yeah. He just, you know, he told James, he was all on the phone. He said he got everything in drag racing. Yeah.
Well, you know,
he
don't care what
free,
I come
right?
with.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
talking is free, right?
All day.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right, well, hold on a second. Let me make sure I open up this next fight, y'all.
Hey, wait a minute. Antoine. Is Antoine on here?
Antoine?
He on the back lines right now.
He on the back lines.
Hey, I wanted to know who was the one that owned that blue car, that Monte Carlos.
Blue car, Monte Carlo.
From down south, not from up here.
Oh shit! I could tell you that, bro.
All right, I'm back. I just got up.
Who's the guy with the blue Monte Carlo? This is Avon.
What blue?
Blue Monte Carlo.
Oh! The street sweeper crew. That car, Dexter, know who it? Shit! What's the name of that guy? Hold up. It's a street sweeper. It's a clean blue.
Michael Britt.
That might be his name. Yeah. It's a street car.
That turquoise, that real clean car, Monte Carlo.
No, it's not. It's not a turquoise. It's
blue.
A navy blue one.
Yeah. He drives it to the track and everything.
Yeah.
That's the one y'all talking about. Yeah, that's Marcus Britt. Brett.
Okay. We're going to see
where
we get a hold of Marcus Brett. See if we can accommodate him.
Okay. They come with that. They also come with that blue Mustang that they drive in that class that drive up there, all steel, all glass. The Mustang, 65 Mustang, I think it is. They all drive together. Yeah, they'll do something. I just ain't got that surprise deck fan on here. If he click on here, then I get him in. Who else you looking for?
All right.
Who else you looking for? You looking for anybody else?
Well, I really don't know them South guys. I don't want to run nobody from North.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I agree.
I got two lock-ins from up north, but, you know, I'm looking for down south, some new guys, something different. Everybody else, we could run them anytime.
Uh-huh.
Because you know them South boys ain't coming up to us.
Nah, you know, I hate to say it, but you know how it go. Everybody be waiting for them, but they ain't showing up. The only time they show up, you know when they might show up, but it's, you know, Memorial Day weekend. After that, you can hang it up. They really don't come up. They really don't.
And that's a big report.
Gotta say that.
All right, well, I'm going back to me.
Yeah, but Dexter, come on here. I'll make sure we get that hooked up for you.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, is Zeus on here?
Zeus, your telephone
yeah,
ringing.
Yeah, Zeus on here. I got a question for you. Would a Friday night work for you? Would a Friday work night for you work for you?
Where at?
Capital. I'm just asking.
Yeah.
All right,
let me put something
in the work. I get back with you. That's fine. Friday night at Capital. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Hold on, before you work something out, I'm gonna just put the word out there. And lock. That way you ain't gotta come back and
forth. Oh shit. Okay.
Damn.
Hold on, you guys, hold on. 434-1499, your mic is open. 434-1499, your mic is open.
What's up?
Hello.
What's up? Who is that? Yeah, we hear you.
This Buck, I just listen to y'all shaky ass shit Antoine got going on.
Antoine, you better say something. Buck over here.
Zeus got Antoine on the fence.
Zeus ain't never had nobody on the damn fence. The same way Bam Bam did you is the same way I'm going to do him with the one that one he's giving me. Now,
like
going
I
back
said,
from you, eat my
about,
Chinese food. Now,
about Bam Bam.
I didn't say one.
You won't lock that race back in with Bam Bam. I know that.
Right. Tell him, Buck.
I'll be waiting until Bam Bam's ready.
Bam Bam, we ready?
Buck, let me ask you something. Buck. We done beat you twice with Bam Bam. Don't you think we tired of impregnating you already? Or are you going to be like another meat? Well, we just got to keep sticking dick in you the whole time with no condom. Just keep busting in you making kids.
I mean, I beat that weak ass SNL twice. So what? You know what I mean? What's the difference?
Okay. I remember you said it, right? Okay. Now, Fat, I'm going back on.
Like you said, we say make it make sense.
Oh, he used your
Listen to me. Close. I'm gonna make it make sense May 21st off the trailer when I go across your ass. And I'm gonna make it real sense.
Wow. You got a better chance of getting Rob pregnant.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Damn. Shit. Damn.
Hey, what's May 21st? Hey, Buck, excuse me, Buck. Buck, what's May 21st, Buck? Can I ask that?
What is it? Me and that weak-ass truck, what is it, OBD-1 or something, man?
Hey, Antoine.
I don't know. Hey,
Joe. Ain't this your show? Why is we talking about May 21st and March come before May?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, too.
Shaky as a motherfucker.
Who's shaky? Man. I said when the truck is coming out. Y'all want to run me when the truck comes out.
Ain't nobody
want to
hear about that. Oh,
that's
no
simple. It's cool.
I'm sick of hearing about that truck when it comes out in May.
And if you give me all three,
this is goddamn February going into March.
If you give me the rate that you said, if you give me the rate that you said you was willing to give me, I'll go out there with your ass. And
I
bet you won't do it.
What did I tell you? I told you.
All three?
We talk about that in May. This is February. We talk about Joe's race.
Listen.
Ain't nobody gonna hear about that truck.
Hold tight.
We talk about March race.
The
race is in March.
My name got mentioned, and I said when I'm coming out. I said the dates that I'm gonna be available. That's all it was. I wasn't coming on here for nothing about ODB tonight at all. I was here to listen to something.
Well,
something.
Come on, move
particular.
On. Leave that truck
now,
in the garage.
Now listen.
Until he gets old.
I'm heard my fucking John Deere. Man. Oh,
this is a Disney fan.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
You old.
Oh, Lord.
I'm back.
We got fuck on here now anyhow.
How many races you got there? Come on. Go ahead, Fed. Do your thing.
How many races you got out there that day?
Seven with the green card. Yeah, seven.
Somebody got some music in the back.
Who's turning the radio on?
Somebody close to a radio or something.
Hey. I was trying to say a little something because I'm out in public at the restaurant. I want to say something real quick.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, I just want to say, man. Listen, man. North versus South, man. Antoine, man. Listen, man. We gonna up the pack, dog. Hey, I don't give a fuck about you, dog. Head the fuck up, dog. We gonna get it popping, and it's gonna be more than the 200. So I'm letting you know, man. I'm on your motherfucking ass. And guess what? I'm getting good money right now. So I'm on your ass, Antoine.
Oh.
So I'm going to pass that out to Antoine, that right now we're on 50 or 200, but when it comes to the lock-in, And then once you get to the track on North First South,
so that
we get to North First.
Y'all and the two rental cars, that's still on.
Yeah, it's 50 to 200. And they tell Antoine he look, he can bet till he can't bet no more. That's how I'm feeling right now.
Oh, the man, Antoine, the man said bet till you can't bet no more.
Fat Albert. If you say I'm broke, then call my bluff. And look, I do the same thing I did when I locked in ODB. Run right up to Fat Albert, give him the money in hand, and make him say an announcement. Oh, Antoine,
well,
he matched you now.
Hold tight. Well, let's up it. 50 on 500. Let's go.
50 on 500. That's make even better. 50 on 1,000.
That's what the DP is.
I count the money and give it to Fed Albert in his hand. 50 on 1,000.
How about this, Hassan?
I feel so good right now. I lock in 1,000 head up and I bet another 1,000 that you won't gap shit over here.
Oh, my God. Motherfucker, we got two regular everyday runner cars, motherfucker. You act like you really doing some shit.
It doesn't matter.
Hey, Fat Albert. Like, no, you sit here talking some real shit. So, listen, my question to you is this. Since you're talking all this money shit, you want to send the money to Fat Albert, send the 50 to make it official. Do that first.
Hold on. I'm in the club. Hold on. Can you give me another Ace of Spades, please? Go ahead, Antoine. What you say?
That man ordered Ace of Spades bottle. What the fuck you doing?
That's Jackson Hewitt, Fat Albert. That's it, man. I'm not trying to beat your pockets, you know what I mean? Me and you talk,
listen,
to you on the back.
I ain't gonna hold up Joe's show, whatever.
But we're talking about
Hassan, okay,
yeah.
Hassan, y'all definitely getting two rental cars and y'all gonna race, huh?
I mean, that's what Mark said. But Mark Jackson said.
The deal was Mark Jackson was getting the two rental cars, two Corollas, two whatever is what it is. And me and Hassan are supposed to race just to go ahead and get it off. That's what it was.
All right, we'll talk about that later. Let's see about that one.
Yeah, now.
All right, let's open up a couple of these mics, okay, y'all? Hey Joe.
If he get froggy Joe, he can get an ODB for more day weekend, and I get in your car, Joe. He got everything in drag racing.
No, hell no, you ain't getting. Fat Alvin, look, that ain't right. Sidekick with Fat Alvin, you can drive Fat Alvin.
Nah. Get in your car, Joe.
Fed Albert too fast. He too fast for me. Too fast.
I'm about to get off here real quick, man.
I'm about to go over here. Three Ace of Spades, please. All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Open up this mic. 757-5956. Uh-oh, he clicked out of there. Let me hit him back in again.
What's up, Joe?
757. Who's that, Weeby?
Yeah.
What's going on, Weeby? I thought you had clicked out. I lost you for a minute. Hello, Weeby? Hello? 757-3913. Your mic is open.
Yo, what's going on, Joe?
Not much. What's going on now? How's everything?
Yeah, I'm chilling, man. I'm just listening, man. Seeing if some new action go down. I ain't making no noise.
Okay. You think any deposits going to be paid? And by who, you think, if it is?
I don't know, man. That's a good one, man. I don't know. There's a lot of people still trying to get oil pressure, so we're going to see. A lot of people locking in double races. I don't know, man. I can't really put no names on it. Maybe it might work out.
Right. Okay. Well, Let me open up this mic again. I thought it was. I thought I heard Weeby for a minute, but it keeps lost off him for a minute.
I ain't going nowhere.
I was wondering. It should be good. Weeby, what you got on Friday? Anything? I know you like to be opening up the show all the time.
No, I ain't got nobody Friday. I got Sammy Saturday.
Okay, you got Sammy Saturday morning. And you know if anybody going to be paying any DPs or what? Or think somebody going to be paying a DP?
I don't think so. I hope not. I want to see some racing.
Well, you know what? I didn't get to put Meat Race down there yet either. I think Meat supposed to be racing. Meat supposed to be running Gordo.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Meat supposed to be running Gordo. I got to put that down there. Yep.
Sure, well, none of my races there.
That's gonna be the deposit being paid in. Gordo gonna pay it to me.
Oh Lord.
Shit.
Hey, Vaughn.
Oh. Yeah.
I ain't getting it. I don't know your races, so just send me the races and I can put them up.
Oh, it's easy.
I just know the ones that Fat Al be
off the trailer.
Yeah,
hey, Avon. Text me all your races so I can put them to the list.
I'll make sure I put it right up there because I want to definitely get them up there.
Yeah, all right.
Anything like that, definitely. All right.
Because, let me say, it's going to be so many races that I'm trying to keep track of them and, so I know what time people coming up and what race is going on because I'm going to tell y'all, I keep saying it every week. It's going to be a lot of cars there, so y'all better get with me and let me know you got a locked race.
So far, I only got the two. I got Killer off the trailer, and I got Sammy after that.
Okay. And what time you got to run off the trailer?
We didn't make it time. I don't even know what time the track go hot, but it could be soon. The track go hot. It don't matter.
The other week? 12 o'clock Saturday, ain't it, Joe? We're going to go hot 12
yeah.
Saturday?
Yeah, we're going to open up. We're going to do that early. Matter of fact,
I'll get with Killer, and shit, we could be first two down the track. It don't matter. First two, or
well,
we
the
could
first,
wait.
The first two down the track is Weeby and Sammy. So y'all be the second two right behind them. That's part of the agreement, right? Weeby race. Right, Weeby, is that what it is?
We agreed.
Okay.
Yeah, the first two cars down the track, me and Sammy.
They have to be the first two cars. Nobody else can run down there first.
But Avon, you can just go right behind them. Just go right behind.
Yeah, I can be the second.
Yeah.
I think you got about four races that's off the trailer, so it'd be nice to get everybody off the trailer right one behind one another, you know? That'd be nice.
Right behind.
Yeah.
And like I say, fellas, if y'all can come to the staging lane with the car that you're racing, I'm telling you, it'll go a whole lot smoother. And please, don't bring your car to the staging lane and walk off. Don't do that. Please.
Yeah, don't leave them because you block up the lanes.
Don't leave your car. We already got a lot of cars coming. If you got a race at 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, don't bring it at 1 o'clock and just walk off. Don't do that.
No, we don't need that. We definitely,
we definitely
especially
don't need
if
that.
In the grudge lane, because that grudge lane, we want to keep that thing going too. You want to keep that clear, be able to run these cars, bring them right up there when they got to do
already,
it. Get them out.
We got to get them going. Like I said, grudge races got priority over everything. So, but don't come to me talking about me and so-and-so going to run for $100. I'm not going to send you through this. I'm not going to do it. So if you're really serious and you really want to run somebody, come see me. But just don't come and tell me, we want to run now. We got a little money right here. No, because I got a lot of the time slots. We got a lot of races. A lot of races. So,
hey, Fat Albert, how long the track open?
It's 11, ain't it, Joe?
Yeah, I think it's going to be 11 o'clock, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, 11 o'clock.
I'll get everything for you next Tuesday because I'm trying to move a little time around. I really want to open up a little earlier on Saturday. That's being real about it.
Uh-huh.
I want to go down the track earlier than 12 between me and you. That's basically what I'm doing. So I'm working on that. And I will actually know by Friday night. if I got that before opening up early. Once you do that,
what time
you gotta...
we opening up Friday, Joe? What time we opening up Friday? The track go hard Friday.
Well, track should go hard about, I think he said 2 o'clock will be on Friday, 1 or 2
okay.
o'clock on Friday. And it goes, you know, 10, 11.
And we go to it. We go to 10, 11 o'clock, and then Saturday we open up. Track goes the gates opening up like at 9 or 10, but the track going to go by 12 Saturday.
Yeah.
So you can, you know, come on in early.
But I really want to, honestly tell you the truth, I want to open Saturday up earlier so I can go ahead and start moving everything around. I want to get everybody out. You know,
okay.
I want to get the runs in right away because I know we got a lot of runs, so I don't want to mess around.
And like I said, you can come in Friday and leave your trailers overnight. You can do that. You know, security will be there. So, you know, we never had an issue with that. I mean, knock on wood. I continue to hope we don't have no issues like that. But everything seemed to be good. You know, lock the trailers up and leave it. Whatever you may do.
Plan.
So a lot of guys kept asking, could they leave their trailers Friday? Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Now we're gonna. I must say this here. Now once you're in there, and after a certain time, that's it. You ain't leaving. So you're stuck in that gate.
Right.
That's how I like to do it. Weeby can account for that last time. Weeby can tell you. One day I told him, you know, once this gate lock up, that's it. And next morning I came out and said, "Damn, Weeby got you beat me here." Weeby said,
"Oh, yeah.
He got us locked in the damn gate. They wouldn't let him out."
Mm-hmm.
So he had to sleep in the car.
Y'all know how you, like you say, after the event over, y'all want to hang around, talk, run your mouth. I'm going to tell you now, you better get about it. Like Joe said, when they lock that gate, you ain't getting out.
Yeah.
So
load
your stuff up, lock your stuff down. And yes, right, go on to the hotel or wherever you're going to. But once they lock that gate, trust and believe, you're not getting out of there. And they strict about that. Okay, another thing. They already done told me. It's going to be 4 person per car. That's the driver included. Don't think you're going to have 10, 11 people up there with you at that start line. It's not going to happen. 4 people per car, including the driver. So that's the driver, 3 spotters or whatever you want to call them. That is it. That is allowed at the starting line. When your race is over, you are to leave the starting line. Don't hang around. Security will make you leave after your race is over. All right? So letting you know now, base plans, the driver, and 3 other people. That is all allowed at the starting line. This is not Joe rule, Dexter, Larry T, Miles, nobody. This is Galat's rule. And we got to go by what they say. 4 people per car.
And for their insurance reasons and for the safety of everybody. And one thing I can say about it, we got to run more cars that way. And we didn't have to worry about it. Everybody got to clear out the way before the guy can get to the water box, you know, nothing. So it works out pretty good. And you don't want, I hate to say it, a lot of guys lost a couple of races down in Florida for something stupid because a person's got a cup in their hand or food or plastic or whatever and just dropping stuff all up on the starting line. Ain't nobody want that. And then you got money down on the race like that. So basically it's pretty good like that to keep everybody out the way. And like I said, last year at Florida was a point that they showed everything, what can happen when a car get out of control. And the bullhorn took everybody out over there, you know, so we don't need none of that. We definitely don't need that. You know, they actually cut his leg open and knocked the girl over. And yeah, it could have been worse, but you know what I mean? We don't need none of that right now. We're going to keep it moving. You got plenty of stands over there, and they got a grudge alley, they call it, over there, the little spot over there, where the guys want to sit up there on the top of the thing. It's going to be right there by the cars, and you can gamble all day long. So you'll be right there, do whatever you want. You know, it ain't blocking nobody, so that's what we're going to have. We just want to have a good time. And I think Antoine supposed to be playing the music out there also. Ain't he, Antoine?
Yeah, he's going to be DJing.
Yeah, okay, Friday night, so.
Yeah. And I'm going to go over there, Joe, and he's going to let me. I'm going to just scratch.
Oh, my God.
Anything, but he's going to let me. He said, Albert, you come over there, and I'm going to. I'm going to do
all that. Hey, we don't need no more goddamn DJ no clues.
Oh, Lord. But out, have a good time, y'all. That's all, man. Just come out, have a ball.
Nah, that's what it's all about.
Just have a great
get
time.
Get in there, have a good time, and it should be a plenty of that. And I'll tell you that right now, because, by the way, I just want to make sure everybody remember that Killer actually running a couple people I know from down south. He also running Sugar Mama. They from Georgia. Now I just got a phone call for a couple other people from Georgia, and they just making sure that they're getting everything ready. So they want. They told me next week they'll probably be on the phone here, and they're gonna be saying what they want to do. They looking for. They're gonna tell you what they called because they want to come out now, especially when they heard Sugar Mama got a race. So she running Killer. They locked that one on Pro Stock Joe show. So they definitely coming up. So they want to see some action. So we'll see what happens. I know I talked to Jimmy McFadden. I guess if their car's running right, they're going to bring their 75 Camaro on motor up here and want to do a little action. So we'll see what happens. 75 or 77, I think that thing is Camaro he got. But that's what's going on. So we'll know next week. I'll get everybody on here next week, and we'll go from there. And we do have a couple new cars that they got from Chicago, supposed to be coming out. They got a brand new car. Anybody got new cars with the air conditioning and all that, with the overdrive tranny and everything in it, and that's how they want to run. And they run for good money, too. So if anybody look for some action, they got Corvette on nitrous. They said they'll run the newer cars, anything. They don't care if it's got a supercharger or whatever. They don't mind. As long as you only got one additive, that's how they do it. They run like that. So if you got something like that looking for action, those guys are coming.
Hey,
right,
Joe,
well,
those guys with that rotary motor that came last year, that little fast little, what they call that little teeny little car, but that son of a bitch was moving.
Well, they bringing nine cars with them this time. They bringing nine cars with them. And we're working on something now because this one car that's coming down want to run, he planned on running Jeff Rogers. We waiting to lock that in.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, they want to run Jeff Rogers as, executioner?
That's what they want to run. Oh,
yeah, that's what they want to run. So we waiting for that.
Let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
I got a money machine that detects fake money. Hello? Huh? So I'm going to let y'all know now, I'm not counting nothing by hand. It's going into ding, 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 ding. If that bell rings, we're going to look at you.
Hey, that's the way to go.
Great report.
I like that.
It cost me a little bit, but I think it was worth it.
Hey, then you ain't got to be worried about
it. I charge it to Larry, Dexter, and Joe for to get reimbursed. Okay, go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Joe.
All right, hold on. Let me open up this mic. You got to pursue with you. I'll bring you a shot of the kilo like I did last time.
That good report. That's all I need. Good. We locked.
All right. 973-0060. Your mic is open. 973-0060. Your mic is open.
Okay, what up?
What's going on now?
Not much. Just listening. I'm laughing at y'all. The how many races? What is it? 50 something? 50 races?
Yeah, you know
it's over 60.
If you really want to count, honestly, tell you the truth.
You've been around this a long time, Joe. And you know what's gonna happen.
I can't. See
you know what's gonna happen,
before.
But you're gonna say that you're gonna, you know, you're the promoter. You're gonna act like you don't know, but you know what's gonna happen. As soon
what's
as
that?
One of them that got all them five and six races locked in, they get that first ass cutting, and the rest of them gonna fall off.
Well, all I can tell you, I'm just being real about it. I didn't post. I posted some of them. I'm not posting every last one of them. I just had it, like I said. If Fat Albert tell me they got the money, he got the money, or anybody else said they got the money on the thing, that's when I post them. Otherwise, I can't post them. I I'm on.
Yeah,
show,
I understand.
Man.
That's cool. Hey,
that's
I tell you what, though, I'm gonna give you this prediction, and I know I'm gonna be damn right. I got James going undefeated. James Corner gonna go undefeated.
Okay.
I ain't taking nothing away from Zeus. I just think that he might have bit off a little bit more than he could chew.
Okay.
Got killers.
Ain't nothing wrong with
killer,
that. You entitled to your opinion. You entitled.
I got
to your
killer
opinion.
Going. I got killer going half and half.
Now killer got five.
Underdog,
right
dog,
killer got. Killer
I got him
race.
Going half and half.
Okay.
Half
so
and half.
Two and
but,
three, or which one? Or
yeah,
three and two.
Something like that.
It ain't
something like that.
He gonna have three wins or three losses. He gotta have one of the
yeah.
two. Three wins.
I gotta say he's gonna
have
three wins and two losses.
Okay, that's fair enough.
You got
okay.
then you got Buck. I think Buck gonna go 4-1.
Buck got seven
four
races.
And one.
The other two gonna fall off.
Okay, I got what you're saying. My bad. Go ahead. Okay. And what about
then
your
you
man?
Wait. Hold up. But we gonna have. So you go ahead predicting this here. Who the two that gonna fall off?
Uh-oh, see, Joe, you start shit.
See?
Yeah, no, we need to know.
who's the one that's going to win?
I don't know. I just don't see. That's a lot for a car. I mean, it could be possible, but I just don't see it because somebody going to see something, and they going to say, well, I can't stay there. Let me get the fuck on out of here. And that's how it's going to go.
Well, it has been done. Avon done had seven, eight, and did all. Ron done had seven. Get all here, so it's possible. It can be done.
It is possible, but it's just, but you know, it's hard.
Right,
it's hard.
I understand what you're saying.
It's hard.
So you trying to tell me the first one, Buck cut his ass. Everybody else gonna fall to the side. They ain't gonna run.
Dude, I got a hot cheeseburger and a soda for you.
Hey, what's your first race, Buck? What's the first race? Tell me your first race.
Big Copperhead.
Oh, Big Copperhead?
Yeah.
And what are you running them with the green one?
Yeah, the green one. He gave me the kick and clear.
Kick and clear. Okay.
That damn Copperhead giving a breakout right through.
And I ain't going to lie. He's Santa Claus in
life. He's
going to
kill Buck
Dead.
He's
going to kill
Buck
Dead.
Oh, Lord, who said that? You know Buck listening. You know Buck on the show listening when you said that.
Hey, Pat Albert. Pat Albert.
You know who this is, don't you? This is Avon.
What, Avon?
I said what I said.
Good gracious.
Hey, Pat Albert.
I said it
about
a nice
before the race happens.
Uh-oh. Avon, you heard that.
If Buck get off that starting line like he's supposed to, he's going to turn the wind light on.
Hey, Avon, Buck said come to his trailer before the race start. He said he has to show you. He said come to his trailer before the race start. If you believe that.
I kind of want to wish that Cliff's going to win because his energy is up. But history is not letting me say that.
He said history is not letting me. Damn.
Wow. Wait. Now, Cliffy got, let me tell you something. Cliffy got how many races? He got robbed.
Okay, four.
I can tell you right now. Hold on. I got it in my grudge racing notes.
Well, he ended up deposit one of them. He got a deposit from Gordo because Gordo going to run what's the name first? Bigfoot.
Wait. I got a text message. I'm going to read it verbatim. Ask Mark who he likes between Marcus or Gordo. Uh-oh.
Hold on. Hold on now. Hold on now. I understand that, and that's a very good question. I'm a die with Gordo. I got to die with Gordo. Only because of the bad mouth bitches.
But, I knew that was coming.
But if that car is right the way it's supposed to be, he going to run this. He going to run out of Bam Bam Light.
No,
he running Bam Bam
Light.
He running
Bigfoot.
He's going to
run out of Bigfoot light. Yeah, he's going to run out of Bigfoot light.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
I think Zeus going to do what he say he's going to do. I just don't I don't like him over James, but all the rest of them, I like Zeus on them. And shit. But I honestly, the way I'm getting, from my perception, I think it's going to be more spot-on races than it is locked-in races that happen, if y'all understand what I'm saying. Because a lot of people going to come there looking for action, and people going to feel froggy just to be a part of it, and they're going to do different things. So I think a lot of the locked-in races are going to fall off.
Right. There's going to be a lot of races that get locked in at the track. I believe that, too. It's going to be a lot. Like, it always does that. You know, a lot of races happen at the track. Guys ride around. Hey, you want to do something? So, you know.
Silverhawk going to pay the deposit to Mike Brown.
Ooh.
I got Andy beating Show Enough if he go out there.
What do you think? Show Enough ain't going to go out there?
No, I'll say he ready. He called me and said, Albert, I guarantee I'm going to run
pride to make you go out there. I ain't giving nobody no money just for nothing. I mean, I haven't been impressed with him. Reality is reality. And he's a made man in the game. He's going to go out there and be on his A game and Show Enough don't got no room for error.
Right.
And that's it. I mean, and that other thing y'all was talking about, that rental car stuff, we did do that on Joe's show. But the only problem it is, Antoine know, but I did reserve 2 rental cars for them to do that race. It was supposed to be $50 on $200. But when you go to Enterprise, one person cannot rent 2 cars under the same name. So I spoke with Antoine. Okay. Antoine did say that he would do it. I'll still pay for it. It's $180. Pay it. I still pay for it. And somebody else has to go. So that's the only way that race don't happen, because I just want to see the last where Hassan and Antoine
Hassan came on tonight and said, told Antoine he can take it up to a 500 or even 1,000. He don't care. I don't know what he done got right about now, but he came on and said,
I don't got it. It's two Nissan Sentras that's reserved, and they both the same thing. One is an SE and one is an LE or some shit like that. I don't know if there's any difference. But they got 2 slow ass cars, the 2 slow ass races.
Hold on. I gotta open up this mic because somebody told me to open that mic up. They ain't like what you said. 484-8596. Your mic is open.
Yellow.
What's going on, Tim Hall?
And you.
Oh shit. Silver, the man said you're
going to
pay deposit. I
got to
find out what happened.
Silver,
why the man
said
you're going
to
pay deposit?
Yes, sir.
Bet
$1,000.
Huh? Good. $1,000. Whoa. Hey, you see how this shit go? Bet. Now, you're going to take you driving your car a little time in. Running, Mike, heads up, right?
You say I'm gonna pay the deposit. Bet $1,000.
Okay, $1,000. Where the deposit go?
No, you said I'm going to pay the deposit. Bet $1,000.
Okay,
$1,000. He ain't gonna pay the deposit. He going out there.
He betting $1,000 that he ain't gonna pay it.
Hey, let me tell you how. Listen, this is how long you've been in this game. Why would I bet him $1,000 so he could go out there and put a deposit up for $500? Bet the way the race go, the way the deposit go, if you ain't going to pay it. Because your deposit is only $500. If I bet you $1,000, you could say I would go out there and just, and let, you know, fuck that. I like Mike.
Everybody like Mike.
Hey, listen, man. You know how you put out. You know how they do.
Yeah,
you don't say name. You know, you don't let nothing go, right?
Right.
You ain't
right.
Tell Mike Brown you paying a deposit, Silverhawk.
Say what?
You
where
heard
you
me.
Hear that from? Where you hear
you.
That from? You heard that from me?
Oh, man. Go ahead, man. Cut it out. I ain't even going to do that to you, bro. Go ahead. You got it.
Boy, your mom. your mouth just like a girl, boy. Tell everything.
I said you ain't going out there. Hey, listen. I said that when you locked it. I don't think you're going out there.
I bet you I go out there.
All right. Well, you gonna get your ass whooped.
Well, if I get my ass whooped, I just get my ass whooped. But guess what?
You're all right with it. Listen,
hey,
I appreciate
it. Hey, it's more people there to get racist too.
You're right. You're gonna go out there and get you're gonna try to go race somebody else. But if you go out there fucking with that Mike Brown, you got your ass whooped.
I'm gonna fuck with Mike Brown. Well, I get my ass whooped.
All right. Well, hey, you got me for $3,000 the last race. I'm gonna get that back off you now.
Ow.
Say no more. Bring
y'all
your
keep
ass.
Keep sleeping on Silver Hawk. Keep sleeping on
Silver Hawk. Come on, man.
I'm a bug.
You're
a
good
bug.
Guy, but cut it the fuck out, Silver Hawk.
I'm a bug.
Cut it the fuck out.
You cut it out.
All right. Well, listen.
Hey,
you want to bet
$1,000? Last time y'all said that Silverhawk, y'all said get up whatever you want. Then last time Silverhawk was $12,000.
Yeah, it was something like that. He was impressive. He fucked me up too. Fucked a lot of them up.
He said he had to give money back so he could reach y'all.
Because it was two different races or something like that. I don't know. It wasn't.
They told me to get my pot up. They told me to get my pot up. And I said, okay. I got my pot up. It was $1,275. So I had to take $3,000 down. Then old Left Foot Muck stuck his little yang-yang. And Mike Brown told, yes, he did. They had to take money down. So poor ass Mark Riddick opened his mouth, said put it back up, and he didn't have money to pay. He had to borrow.
He ain't gonna be talking about my uncle like that. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. He had to borrow money from Mike Brown to cover the other $3,000. So y'all keep on sleeping on Silver Hawk. I'm gonna show you what I'm gonna do.
Silver Hawk, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
You gonna do that again this time?
I don't know what I might
do. I will bet you $100. $100. Just a little fun bet. You going to pay for dinner. You don't do that again.
$100?
Yeah.
$100?
Well, make it. Right, you know
man.
What? I apologize. I said I was going to take it lightly. That $1,000 you want to bet, I bet you don't do that again on this race.
I bet $1,000 I won't pay the DP. Bet that. And $100, my kid used that $100 to play with the other kid.
If you go out there,
bet what you say. That I'm gonna pay the
listen,
the
because
you
might
that.
Got some trickery shit that I don't know about. But if you go out there in that
trickery
car at the track,
shit,
which I know that car gonna be there. So your car gonna be there and you going out there to raise Mike Hayes up.
Bet that $1,000.
All right, this going back and forth. The man keeps saying bet the $1,000. He keeps saying he ain't going to do it. All right, Joe, open up a mic.
Yeah, let me open up a couple of mics, y'all.
Yeah,
hold
I'm
on
get
second.
Him, bro.
I know a couple people out there. Hold on a second, y'all. Let me make sure I open this mic up. 434-9073, your mic is open. 434-9073, your mic is open. All right, I'm going to call it one more time, 434-9073.
No, Joe, hey, this Big Earl. No, I was just listening. My finger hit it by mistake. I'm just listening.
Okay, no problem. You got it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let me open up this next mic here. 252-1845, your mic is open.
Joe, what's going on, Joe? How you doing, man?
I can't complain. How's everything?
All right, this is Kingdom with Illuminati. I'm sitting here listening, man. I got a question for you. Did you say that Executioner is going to be at North versus South?
Uh-oh.
Yep. Yes, he's going. He's supposed to be running one of those foreign cars.
One of the foreign cars. Okay, he's got. Does he have enough? Does he have enough slot to run two cars in one day?
I couldn't tell you on that. You got to talk to Jim on that one.
Because I mean, I'm not saying that for sure he's coming, but I want to be able to come for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Because I owe him some get back anyway. So let's try to see if he's trying to have two slow dances versus just one slow dance.
Jeff Rogers, if you're on here, hit the one button.
Kenny, you is not going to come on here and be a bully today. You're not going
to
do it today.
Well, no, I ain't trying to be a bully. I can't be a bully when the man already beat me one time before Fat Albert. Man, the man already beat you one time before. So
somebody get
anything.
Jeff on the line.
He's the bully.
Let me see if I can call for my phone. Let me see if I can get
him. Yeah, get him on. Joe, we need a something spice to show up. We're getting a little dry, but this might do it. This might get shit started now.
And I might have to call my small block partner to help me up too.
Oh boy. Oh Lord. Hey Stank, hey young Stank.
You?
Who you like between OG Bobby and 8-Ball? I forgot about them two. That could be a good race.
That's a total race.
I ain't say all that. I just think it's going to be a good race.
Man, save them for last for the clean up.
Man, you hard today. Boy, you is right hard today.
I would do, but you know who I would, listen, I would love to see Cliff whoop his ass 8-Ball. I would love it. But Cliff got to go out there, you know, make sure he get off the starting line and he be all right.
Well, I just want to see Cliff and Butchie.
Who you bet? Whoa, who you like? Oh, you want to ask me a question. Who you like?
Oh, I'm neutral.
Now you neutral.
See how I got out of that? See how I got it? This is smooth. I'm neutral.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yes, sir.
Fat Albert, you're going to be on the microphone for North versus South, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, have you already thought about what you're going to say when Execution comes to the starting line? I mean, are you going to give them a big introduction, or are you just going to say, man, we got another car to the starting line? I mean, what you got planned?
For who?
For Jeff Rogers and Execution.
Oh man, sure. I'm gonna go balls to wall when Executioner pull up.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, okay. I mean I'm gonna have confetti popped up in the air, all kinds of stuff. Yes sir. Roll a red carpet out for him. Yes sir. When Executioner pull up.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yes sir. Keith, I know what you're doing.
Hey, Hero. Oh, hey, Uncle Roy.
Yeah. Yo.
I ain't never called you Uncle Roy. Who you like between Mayhem and Zeus?
I'm neutral.
I tell you, I'm neutral on everything.
I'm the DP man on that one, so I'm neutral on that.
Oh, all right, my bad. Hey, Joe.
Jeff Rogers is going to be calling. Jeff Rogers is going to be calling back in 10 minutes. He's just trying to finish up work.
Oh, Kenny, you done got your wish now. Uh-oh.
Okay.
Hold on
okay.
for 10
well,
minutes,
well, Kenny. Why he's thinking about in rehearsing what he's going to say to me before he calls the show.
No. He at work. He told me he was up there at work still. He said,
I would tell you that I'm at work too, Joe, if he knew I was on the phone. I would tell you that too.
No, he going to call right in. He's going to call in. He give him 10 minutes.
But what I'm telling you, Joe,
terrible today. Your mouth is terrible today.
I'm just saying, Fat Albert. I'm just saying, I would give an excuse that I'm at a funeral, at the hospital, at work. I would say the same thing, you know.
No, we gonna find. Look, if he don't fall in, then we can say something wrong. Now we can say I think he's gonna call in.
Okay. Well, let's keep hope alive. Let's keep hope alive. But until he calls in,
Wait. How's Zusei? Zusei, lock. Let's lock in $25 that he call in. How about that?
Well, no, I ain't got $25 on me right now. I ain't got $25 on me right now.
Your credit is good.
You could take my $25 because it could be a Jeff Rogers impersonator. You know what I'm saying? It could be a Jeff Rogers impersonator. That's all I'm saying. You know, but no, I got a question, man, because I brought this question up on Post Out Joe show yesterday, and I think Fat Albert might know what I'm talking about. But, you know, I think everybody can agree that most people say that a grudge race, ain't locked in until the money is put up. Is that correct, or do y'all go
it
off
depends,
of a man's
listen,
word?
It depends. I'm just going to be real. It depends on the person, because I've seen grudge races locked in. And they say, when they say lock, and they know each other like that, it's locked. Ain't no if, ands, buts about it. Don't need nobody, and they're going to be there, and they put the money up right there. That I've seen
I
that
got
happen.
You, I got you.
I done
got
been
you.
Through
but
it.
This is
hey,
the way you
see, this is what I'm saying. From what you just said, Joe, I've done it both ways, like you said, and I can see both ways, you know, take a man's word or either have a DP man put the money up. But what I'm coming from, like I said last night, is more of a fan standpoint, because I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of times, like you have a big show like you guys got coming up, you got 50 races advertised. As a fan, I expect when I pay my money to see 50 races. And again, you can't control, you know, if a car breaks. But I'm just trying to think of different ways or incentives to try to get these races to actually race. Because until a money is put in the DP man's hand, you can't make nobody race.
Well,
you know,
this is my thing. This is my thing right now. Like, I can tell you straight out, like, I can call out a lot of races, which I told Fat Albert, and I'm just being real about it. All due respect, I know some people are saying, no, it's wrong, but they're giving Fat Albert DPs over the phone with that Cash App. I told Fat Albert, you know you got to put a $10.99 in at that. So I'm just told him, just
yeah,
like
that's,
he needs to turn around and
well, only if his Cash App is a business. If his Cash App is private,
well,
it won't bother him.
Well, it's a because I got so much coming in, it already switched to the business. It did it automatically. I can't even get it to private.
So
I
already,
know
I know.
Knock on wood, it didn't work. It didn't do that to me. I've been blessed with it, but I'm telling you, only if it's a business.
You know what? You ain't got to worry about it with Fat Albert because he drives a Lexus anyway. So, you know, I mean, he ain't got no problem with that. You know,
oh, don't worry.
Hey, listen, Joe,
can I ask you a question so you can do your pool for the show?
Huh?
Who's going to win the most races, the North or the South?
I'm hoping the North do it, too.
Every year we win. Hey, Fat Albert, what's your opinion, Fat Albert?
The North? We do it every year.
Hey, it gotta be the North because North's the only ones racing.
I can't say that because I'm not gonna lie. What do you consider yourself from? That's what I need to know.
Hey,
what
is Zeus
considered, North or South? That's what I want to know.
I'm just saying, what does he consider himself?
Zeus ain't even on here,
though. Oh, I thought he said, well, Zeus is from what? Where is he from? Virginia, right?
Philadelphia.
Zeus is up here. Yeah, he up Philadelphia.
Okay, James is not from, everybody thinks James is from New York, New Jersey. James is from North Carolina. So that y'all know ahead of time. So. Somebody asked me
where the line start. I said Virginia is part of the DMV, so I always took it as but it stops at Virginia. Anything below that is south.
Hey, Joe, I'm from New Jersey, but I live in the south.
so I'm representing the South.
Living the South. Okay, no, I just want to make sure.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
What?
Hey,
ahead,
Joe,
Kaden.
You
go
know
ahead,
you owe me 20. You know you owe me $25, right?
What, you think he ain't gonna call in? You think he ain't gonna call
you
in?
You owe me $25.
I hope to knock him off. I want to try a rematch with the little truck. Want to try that too?
I see we be locked in with Boogeyman. That gonna be we be locked in with Boogeyman.
And Boogeyman said he gonna clear him.
Good gracious, gonna clear Weeby.
That's the deal. That if he don't clear him, he loses.
Y'all got some tissues at the concession stand?
Oh, man. I don't know. The way they talking, I'm not going to lie to you. Boogeyman, I think Boogeyman locked in, what, 3 races?
He locked in with Buck. I know that the race locked in. Boogeyman is locked in also with Sammy.
What about the OG Bobby versus Pressure?
OG Bobby paying the deposit.
So there
y'all
you go,
know,
Joe. You answered your own. Hey, Joe, you answered
that Bobby.
You answered your own question.
No, but I had said it about
Bobby. Hit the one button,
that.
Bobby. I know you on here.
No, OG Bobby came on, and what happened was OG Bobby, his nephew, had the wedding, and he agreed to be giving away the girl or whatever.
Oh.
So what happened was they didn't tell him what day it was, and that was the day.
So Cliff, he's not coming. That means Cliff's going to get a deposit from him too, right? Ain't they locked in, Cliff and OG Bobby?
Yeah.
Hold on. OG Bobby and 8-Ball locked in. They already sent me $1,000. Hell, I might as well just give it to 8-Ball.
Well, don't give it yet.
I'll wait till the day of the race. That's right.
You never know. Bobby might try to fly all the way back. Somebody in the car.
I
like Jason over that green duster, too.
Junior Bissett. You talking about Junior Bissett?
Is it lime green duster?
Yeah, that's Junior Bissett.
And I think Drew gonna run out of that. What's that Maryland car? The black and I forget the guy's name, but I think it's a big block on motor.
Oh, you talking about Lewis Collins?
Drew gonna put space on him.
Black and
Lewis Collins.
Yeah.
The black Nova. With the green stripe. The black Nova.
Drew gonna put some space on him.
That's gonna be a good run there.
Shit. Hey Joe,
that's
you got me for 1,100. Hey Joe,
huh?
You got me. I ain't forget you got me for 1,100. I ain't never get it back.
Yeah. I can't bet this team too. Can't do that. I'm just saying it's going to be a good race. Lewis Collins ain't no joke either now. Don't fool yourself.
Lewis, that's one thing about him.
He's
a real race.
That's definitely locked in. Hold on a second. Let me make sure I open up this mic. I didn't even see that. My bad.
Keenan. You in trouble now, Keenan.
202-474. Your mic is open.
Somebody got a window down.
474. Your mic is
blowing.
Yeah, they got
got that mic out the window. One more time, 202-2474. Your mic is open.
Yo, that's me. I ain't never pressed the one button.
Oh,
what's
yeah.
Up,
what's up,
Rich?
What's going on, Rich?
Shit ain't shit. I'm just listening.
Hey,
I ain't pressed the one button, though. Yeah.
Hey, Rick, you ever try to get a rematch with Coretta or either Gigantor? You ever do them again?
Yeah, Larry called me and told me that they wanted to do something, but I had some situations going on with my car at the time.
Okay.
And somebody wanted to buy it, but then that fell through. But I'm waiting on my board to get finished, so I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Oh, okay.
I know Black Diamond.
But if I do make it and get my motor back in time to make it, they got no problem getting a rematch.
All right. Yeah, good report.
Hey, Joe.
And Larry McKenzie and Black Diamond got a race.
Yeah, that's right. They locked in. That's going to be
a locked
one.
In. Yeah, that's a good one.
Right
up,
but
go ahead, Keenan. We go ahead. Go ahead,
no, I just got a text message that looks like Bad Dog, Jarrell and Bad Dog gonna be at the race, and they wanna do a little two stepping. So I guess he's on the show.
Hey, Keenan, this is the third show, Keenan.
No, I'm serious. I'm very serious.
You missed Joe
Powell. If y'all want me to screenshot it, I'll show you. The man said he wants a spot, so.
Well, what kind of spot you going to give him?
Oh, well, no. No, he said he wants a spot to run beside me. Wait a minute. He just takes me back. He says, if I do, we'll be at the track. I'd lock in if I don't break. Oh, never mind. That's false alarm.
Hey, Joe, you might owe Keenan $25. It's been over 10 minutes.
It's going to be $26.
He's going to call. Let's see. He got the 8:30 before the show cut off. Let's see what happens. We'll see. Keenan, are we betting the 25, Keenan?
Well, you owe me $25 already, Joe. So we got to
no,
bet.
I'm just saying, are we betting? You said no. You might be in person. I said we want to bet. Do you want to bet $25?
No.
We want to go $25.
You pay your first bet, Joe. Then we can lock in.
No. Don't even go there. You can't even go there. That one. Might be in person. Do you want to bet, Keenan? That he's gonna call.
I ain't saying he's gonna race. You might text him and tell him that your car broke down on the side of the road or something. Call me ASAP. And then the man call in, and I'd have lost a bet.
No, I ain't doing that.
Yeah, he wouldn't do that to you. Joe will only do that to me. He wouldn't do it to you, Kenny, but he'll do it to me. So you all right on that.
Nah,
you don't get me like that.
Look,
that guy,
hold on,
Joe,
hold on.
Hit me.
Fat Albert, I'm going to just tell you something. This happened yesterday. And this is no lie.
Uh-oh.
I went in the back. I opened up the refrigerator. And my wife said, "What the heck is this back there?" I said, "Oh shoot!" I said, "Damn."
Not that lemonade. You better not say that lemonade.
Yeah.
Come on, Josh. You better not say it, Joe. You too dirty for that,
hold
man.
On.
You is dirty for that.
Yeah, that lemonade. If she come in, I'ma tell her. Let her tell you. We went in there and cracked it open, man. That lemonade was good.
Right,
it had on the top, said Roy. It said Roy on the top. That's what it said. It didn't say Fat Albert. It said Roy.
Yo,
I'm trying to get a reason to come support your event, man. What other fast cars you got there that's coming?
Let me see. Well, you know who's gonna be out there? That the guy that actually moved to DC now got the speed shop now.
Uh-huh.
He got that. What the hell he got? He got the Chevelle with the turbo, and he got the Corvette with the blower.
I think I remember talking to him. Something about he wanted to bet. Like 500,000. Like he called me one day about wanting to bet 500,000 in a race or $500,000 in a race, something like that.
That's how much he got, dog.
when he told me that, I just realized that I wasn't talking to someone who's been racing for a while. So I just disregarded that conversation.
Did he just buy this whole operation, the whole thing?
I don't know too much about him.
Yeah, no, he came through and he actually wanted to, huh? Yeah.
Young Stane got racist locked up.
He's supposed to.
No, he get.
He only had Young Stane.
Yeah. Hello?
Silverhawk wanna know if you got no racist locked up.
Only one.
Did
you got any races locked up? But that's what he wanna know. You got your
races. Only one. The other one fell off. I'm not racing Buck or Weeby or Jason. I'm supposed to go get it on with Bobby. But he had to let me know as of the first. But he said he's gonna do it. I mean, that's the only thing I got, but I will be on the property. If you get out of line.
If who get out of line?
I ain't got no names.
You ain't racing nobody. You ain't racing.
I bet you my car video ain't racing for yours. And I bet that 1,000. My car raced ready. And I spot the shit out of you.
You say you gonna go down the track before me?
I bet I'll be down there that. And I'll prove it too.
You don't need to prove to me.
Oh, well, put it in fight out, man. Fight out, man. I'm DC ready for you. So what you just said, I bet my car go down the track before yours.
Nah, I bet that 1,000 I won't give up that DP. I tell you that. I bet you that.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I say yes.
I know.
I hear you, buddy.
I said a lift to say something. I said a lift to say anything.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Sound good.
Yeah.
I bet you when your car from up here, you get the lanes with, you get your ass with. I bet that much. I don't know what trick you got and how you getting out of it or what. But you ain't going to turn them bulbs on.
Your driver
and your operation ain't going to turn them bulbs on with near two of them cars I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But look, I want to talk to you. Silverhawk ain't going to bust a grease. And, my question for you and Fred Albert, God forbid, I'm not knock on wood, I know we ain't supposed to say it, but God forbid, if Saturday it rains, do they push it off to Sunday?
Say that again?
I ain't going to lie to you. I wasn't even looking ahead on it yet. I actually going to ask that question anyhow. I need to do that.
Because I'm just saying as a prediction now, it said it, but, you know, it's too early to tell. But I just want to ask so I could make arrangements to be there for Sunday. If Saturday, God forbid, it rained, then everything just moved to the next day.
I haven't looked at that weather channel, but I know Brittany told me about it on the weather channel. Said it's 60 some degrees already. I don't know how that would be looked that far away, but there was no chance of rain.
Somebody said it to me. I don't know how they did it. Had a whole month. I said that's too early to tell. But
I tell you one thing about that track. That track, and when it don't rain on us every time. It rained maybe about an hour. But I tell you what, them guys that does that track, when it stops, they gets on that track and that bitch is on kill. Sammy was the first one that went down after the rain, and they went straight down Broadway, wide open. So the guy that pressed that track, he know what he doing. He knows what he doing.
And at least they got the machines, the rotator,
and they
everything
got jet dryers, yeah, rotators, yeah. They got the equipment
there. I know I can't wait for Stone Cold to get on that track to show how slow that shit is.
But we're going to find out how slow you is come March 25th and 26th.
Well,
He ain't gonna throw no bugs on you. He ain't gonna throw no bugs on.
He ain't gonna show no silver fox. I'm glad you said that, silver fox.
He ain't gonna turn them bubs on.
Do you wanna bet on what you're saying?
You ain't gonna turn no bubs on. And raise
no
one.
I will bet you. Do you wanna turn that pocket loose right now? You just talking.
You gonna turn no bubs on.
Oh, okay.
Send it to Joe Gray.
How much?
Send him $1,000. Send him $1,000. Lock.
Bet.
Ain't no bet. Send him $1,000. You know how I bet.
I'm doing it right now. I'm doing it right fucking now. And you said, I'm not turning the bugs on, Joe. I'm about to send it to you right now. And once you say it's locked, you're saying it's locked. So you're saying it's locked right now before you get this. I'm sending mine right now. I don't turn them bugs on with my Mustang. You lose $1,000. I lose $1,000. If I turn them bugs on my Mustang, you lose $1,000.
Yeah, but you're going to race, too.
Listen, I don't go out there to race. If nobody turned them on my car, I'm going to race my car north or south. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to race my car down that track,
With that guy, that same one you just talked about.
If he go, I don't think he's going to go. But if he put that money up and he got a pot up, I'm going to bust his ass.
A money race. That's what I'm going to bet on, a money race.
Yes, I'll do a money race at North versus South. With a suitable car, Shit, motherfucker, you keep talking, you can get a fucking one in one. If you got a fucking driver. Go back to what you were saying, Fat Albert.
Don't do that.
Lock in. You got it yet, Joe?
What?
Joe Gray.
Wait, before you send anybody. What's the rate? What's the bet?
I say he ain't gonna do no money race and turn no bubs on.
Okay.
All right. So. He betting $1,000. So, are you sending your $1,000 too?
Oh Lord,
y'all! I tell y'all,
in
these little
side. He ain't gonna do shit, leave him alone. He ain't gonna do shit. I don't even got nothing to prove to him.
Joe Gray. Joe Gray.
I'll be at that track.
Joe Gray. I got $1,000.
Okay.
I'm going to do it right now.
Okay.
Oh,
send him $1,000. I'm going to bet. Now, listen. If the man I'm race don't go, I'm not losing no $1,000. My car will be
I ain't got nothing to do with that. I bet $1,000. You ain't going to do no money race.
You win. I can't predict the future.
Yeah.
I bet I'll go out there.
Yeah, you keep on trying to jump on Silver Hawk.
Silverhawk, you ain't shit.
You think I ain't. You see.
Ho.
You won't put that $1,000 up.
You want me to get that
Put that $1,000 up. That's the only way.
The man didn't put it up. He only said he was going to do it. If he don't do it, I can't say that.
Put that
$1,000 up.
You won't do no money. If you bring your car down there, you ain't going to do no money raise. Put that $1,000 up.
Okay.
I bet that.
Not because I won't want to. I know what the fuck going to happen.
Yeah.
But you bring that motor car.
That's up
to Joe.
Jeff Rogers called you.
Hold on.
Hold on. Let me open up this mic. 143-219. Your mic is open.
What's going on, fellas?
What's
going on,
Jeff?
Hold on. We got a question. They want to got a question to ask you. Go ahead. Where you at?
Here you go, honey.
Oh, shit. Don't tell me you hung up.
Big
term. God damn
it,
hold up.
All right,
hold on.
Go. Yo, you got to call him now. You got to call him.
Yeah, now I got to call him. You don't sit there and did all that.
Hell. I thought he was going to ask a question. God, dog.
What question
you want
to ask? What do you want
to
ask?
It's
not
Albert.
Yo.
Hey, Fat Albert, you hear what he did say? If he was on the phone, I'll be in church at work in the hospital and all that. Now he get on the phone, and somebody done went to the morgue.
Yeah, good report. Huh. Hey, Jeff, he said he want to know, you know, he want to support Joe and them, but he want a reason.
Uh-huh.
He heard that you going to be on the property, and he said he wants some get back from you.
Before we get him on that, Fat Albert. Now you do understand he said he'd give me the 1-on-1, correct?
Correct.
Right, well, here's
correct.
The situation now. I don't really want to talk parks. So I'm really not going to talk parks. I'm going to talk shit that you can see. What I'm telling you is I built my car in 2007, a top sportsman car. I got the same motor in that motherfucker since I had in 2012. Well, that's all I can tell you. Now, I mean, we all know he wrecked his car, so he's got brand new everything. It's a new time and new era. So I got a real top sportsman car. Back in 2007 when I built that thing, these motherfuckers weren't going that fast. You go 620, 640s, you was going fast in a quarter mile. So what I'm getting at is tell him just let me move for her. He can keep that back tire. He can keep that clear. Line up neck to neck and let me move, and we can race. And I'll add the money.
All right, well,
Let me
call him. He said he lost connection. Let me see if I can get him on here.
Hey, man, he said he lost connection.
I'm supposed to get
$25.
Hold on. Hey, Joe, Keenan said hit the one button. He hit the one. Where did he go? I thought he was on my line.
He said, open his mic up, Joe. Hold on.
If you got to get Jeff in here to start crying about what kind of car he's got, a top sportsman, a golf
I'm
car,
just telling
or,
what I got. I'm just
a bicycle, whatever
that'd be like,
you got.
That'd be like me
If I come to the racetrack, at North versus South, I'm going to check the temperature. That's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to check the temperature. I want you to lock me in before I get there.
I just told
Keenan,
keep that back tire and keep that clear and just let me move.
Hey, Jim.
That'd be like me taking a brand new car. Hold on.
Hey,
Fat Albert. Let's stop this race right now.
Yeah.
Hold on, man.
Please tell me you don't have executioner on y'all's fly. Tell me you don't have him on y'all's fly.
He sure ain't got that motherfucker little
92.0
on there. I tell you that.
Look,
he sure ain't got you on there.
Got him on the fly. Please tell me you ain't got him on the fly.
Hey, Fat Albert.
You got a big marquee car, executioner.
This motherfucker won't let nobody talk. That motherfucker mouth big as his fucking head.
No.
Listen.
I'm gonna let you talk.
That'd be like me taking the goddamn Cassius Clay and trying to run ODB. It's two different cars.
No, it ain't. Hold
you know
on, no, it's not.
It's two different
car.
Fucking cars.
Hey, Fat Albert.
One's brand new, state of the art, and one's fucking built back in 1997.
I'll tell you what we'll do.
It's two different cars.
We'll let the radio show decide that. Anybody, if I get five people on the radio show to say that you deserve the break, I'll give you the break.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Give him the break.
Give him the break.
No, that was the funny person.
Give him the break.
That was the funny person.
Give him the break.
That's three. That's four.
Give him the break.
That's five.
Hell.
Give me a break, motherfucker. That wasn't hard
all right,
to do.
So listen,
everybody
what kind of break.
Everybody watches. They know what it's
like. I'm gonna break my foot off of you. That's what I'm gonna do.
You scared? See, you scared. Now what? You want that? What you want? You want something different? You want seven people to say it? Nine people? What you want?
Jeff,
hey, Kenan,
real,
I'm
gonna
listen. I'm gonna read a text, Kenan. I'm gonna read a text, and this is not me. I'm reading verbatim. Tell that motherfucker go. Tell that motherfucker Kenan to go on Duck Race.
Oh yeah. No.
I just read.
Well,
yeah.
Ho 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 ho. That's what
God
I'm doing.
Damn.
Right now. I'm trying to get me a duck right now, which is Jeff.
Ooh.
I'm trying to get me a duck. I mean, that's the reason why I called him to the show.
Hey, Keenan, how much difference? You going to give me the back tire and the clear, so how much difference you keep that and let me move? How much difference is that? Ain't that much difference.
Hey, listen, Jeff, if you need to break from anybody,
I do,
because
I can't leave. I didn't ask for a break. I didn't call you ask for a race. I didn't ask you for no fucking race.
Well,
you asked me.
I call Post Op.
If
I call
a man asking for a race,
it's up
to me to give him what he wants.
Joe. I called Joe and told Joe to find the man, the fastest man he got on the fly. He thought it was you. He just made a mistake.
I'm not on
the fly. The wrong number. That's
I'm
all.
Not on the fly. Not on the fly.
He just made a mistake. Honestly, you shouldn't bring that car in there asking for the break. You shouldn't even let nobody.
Hey, Keenan, let me give you the third thing. Let me give you one more thing.
No,
the fucking racetrack. For one, is the racetrack is going
to
be radio prep 90% of the time. And you're perfect for
you
that. That's perfect conditions for you. Because that's what they – everybody
okay,
races
so
radio.
I'll tell you what I do. As long as
– I'll probably be the only person there with big time.
As long as it's radio prep, since the track's going to be in my favor, I'll give you the back tie that day.
You only give me the back tie and the clear.
Well, you said you wanted – no, I'm not doing that.
You should have had the back
what,
tie
I'll
clear for life.
I'll do that.
You should have had it for life.
You got the
I
one
told
one.
You keep both of them. Keep both of them and let me leave first.
Okay, you don't want to race then. You don't want to race. Hey, Joe,
I didn't call
apologize
your ass.
Hey,
look,
for trying.
I didn't
hey, Joe,
call your
I apologize
ass. You don't
want to
fucking race. You don't want to
hey,
race.
Hey, Joe, I apologize.
You got all that
you,
fucking
Joe.
Equipment and can't let somebody move.
Hey, I got a question. I got a question.
Go ahead.
Keenan offered a number of cars a certain spot, but it seemed a little different with Jeff on here. What,
yeah, tell him about it. Go ahead.
Why Jeff can't get the same spot? I mean, like, what's the hold up?
No. Let me just give you some clarification.
Hey, Tricky
Listen,
Ricky.
I gave Jeff the same spot to get everybody up to 1-1. I just offered it to him. He declined. Jeff has the 1-1 at North versus South for as much as he can stand.
Hey, Ricky.
Hello, Jeff.
Ricky.
Hello.
Hey, Tricky, you know goddamn well how long I had that car as long as I've been racing. Oh, well, pig, man.
Hey, that ain't nobody's
so,
problem.
But I mean, this is what I'm saying. I understand that the 1-1 was offered, and he declined and said just let her move. That's part of negotiating and making the race happen.
That is correct.
Keenan,
that is correct.
And Keenan, I'm not taking nothing from you at all, but you seem very – very confident in what you got going on. So
this is let me give you some background history on this too. So it's not necessarily confidence. It's that you know how when you got beat up by your big brother or something in school or at the house. Jeff has whooped me already before. Jeff has a win up on me. So what I'm trying to do is I'm just trying to do what
oh,
they call
okay. so
it's
a backstory. There's a backstory to it.
Yeah,
right.
yeah. There's a little backstory to it. So Jeff would be with the car that he has, and the car's fast. You're talking about it's old and worn out equipment. People have seen the car around the track before. You know, so I'm trying to justify for the track conditions, like he said, being radio prep. But he's got a fast car.
at a nice car. He keep hauling equipment. We got the same equipment except for the tire size.
Keenan, I got nothing near Keenan. I got shit. I got 2010 technology in that motherfucker.
Which also justifies my reasoning for giving you the 1-1.
I'll tell you what I do. Let these fans make this decision. You give me the kick, and I'll clear your motherfucking raggedy ass. How about that?
I'm not giving a car that fits just like me besides the tire kick.
It says nothing like you, Keenan. That'd be like trying to say my goddamn, like,
I'm going to generalize things that people know that are obvious, but I ain't going to tell what you got. You got two chassis,
I got two chassis.
You got automatic, I got automatic. You got nitrous, I got nitrous. You got 5.3, I got 5.3. So what's the difference besides the tire?
Built in 2022. 300-pound weight difference?
Hold on.
ET is ET
regardless of how you get there.
Can't. But I'm talking numbers and shit. People watch these cars. You can watch these Radio versus World cars.
You
have nothing no different than they got.
You talking about we're not talking numbers, but you just said I got a 2023. So you use it when it's convenient for you.
You got brand new shit. I got old, you wore out shit. This is that simple.
Okay, I'm acknowledging that. I got a brand new stuff, so you got the 1-1. What time you want to be in the lane?
I take the kick and I clear you. You get one of them back. Now, how you all better come past me there. I got to stay in front of you,
no.
Ken. You ain't got to get nowhere.
No, we're not doing that. We're not
you
doing gotta that.
You got to stay behind
we're
my
bumper. We're not doing that. We're not giving no kick. But don't worry about it. It ain't going to be the last time I'm going to find you. I'm going to find you. And when I find you, I'm going to stay on you like white on rice. I'm going to find you now.
I'm going to
find you.
I've been doing this shit long enough. You can't get under my skin.
I'm going to find you. You ran Stevie Jackson, the field shooter, all the people you named a while back, all these people.
That was
10
years ago. My shit was new, man. I got some junk, man. My shit's old.
No. You still got good
stuff.
It's
old, man. Everybody knows it's old. This fucker is old.
No, you got good stuff.
I know what these new cars run, Keenan. There's no secret what these new pro mods run. It's not a secret. Watch PDRA. Watch Radio versus the World. Watch these guys.
We don't have nothing like them guys got up, man. We don't know
what we're doing. How come last couple months ago, y'all were claiming you got the fastest no-time car in the world? Not the country, the world.
Say, look.
Now you got
to say
that. I got a text, Keenan.
Say it one more
this
time.
Is from, I wonder if they want me to say their name. Well, fuck it, they probably do. Antoine said, Keenan, you can't be the baddest in the world if you can't give a fair spot. He just texted me that.
I'm giving the man a fair spot.
That's not a fair spot?
I'm giving the man a fair spot. What I've realized, Fat Albert, is that I'm on a show that holds Jeff Rogers very high on the totem pole, which is okay.
I understand that. No.
So you're going to have a lot of fans that don't really understand the caliber of car that Jeff has and the blindfold that he has on a lot of people by saying he needs the brakes.
Yeah, right.
That don't even make sense.
They know exactly what they see McCarver around for 10 years. He don't know. Been around since 2007, but they seen that raggedy motherfucker a million times. Nothing's changed,
man. But it's cool though. Like I said, I ain't gonna use
just let
brain.
Me move, Keenan. Keenan, let
no,
me
I'm
move.
Not,
I'll tell
I'm
you
not
what
doing
I do,
that.
Keenan. Look, I can't be no fairness. You let me move, I clear you, and I'll hide the money.
Nope, you're not doing that.
Ain't getting no better than that.
You
ain't getting no better. And I feed you some eat.
I'm
if
not,
you need cash money,
I'm not,
get them. Let me talk to
I'm
Dave
not,
Thomas.
I'm
Dave Thomas got the balls. He'll do it. Mr. Thomas
listen
to do
me.
It.
I'm not going to tell you to take nothing off your car. I'm not
I
going to give
you
a break
you
either.
You didn't.
I'm just telling you that I'm not going to tell you to change your car up or nothing like that. I want you to come how you come. We come how we come. But I'm not going to give you the break. We close. But if you need the break, man, you need to do some evaluation.
I know. I need to raise other people. That's why I didn't call you.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
You need to call Stevie Jackson
that.
And all them
that,
guys.
That indirectly told me you said Red Rock, and I respect that. So I'm going to let you.
I ain't
going to
say Red Rock and the motherfucker. Don't get that. I ain't saying Red Rock to nobody. I'm telling you, make it fair.
They let you know that you said Red Rock. They let you know you said Red Rock.
Listen, Keenan, everybody on this radio show, if you make it fair, I'll straighten your fucking hair. Now, come on. Line up.
Okay, well, this, I'm making it fair for you. I'm making it
you're
fair.
You're not making it fair.
And
you, goddamn it. You know you're not, King. You know you're not.
Hard for you. It's going to be hard for you to straighten my hair because I cut most of it off. So what I'm trying to tell you. What I'm trying
to lose weight.
To
I know you
just
slimmed down. He done slimmed down, lost some weight to get in that car. He got the car light, heating light. Them boys are ready, man. You guys are good.
Man.
You guys are good. But if you let me move, you're going to be crying all the way back in fucking Virginia.
Out.
Fed
out.
Yeah.
Hey,
Fed yeah.
out. When y'all
yes,
have
sir.
North versus South, make sure y'all save an empty parking space beside Jeff's trailer. Don't let nobody park beside him.
Okay. Why is that? Is somebody
don't let nobody park beside him.
He
somebody
ain't coming.
Somebody
over
there.
Somebody
over there.
He ain't
somebody
coming down that motherfucker.
Save an open parking space by the time. Because
what
happened
is.
One little favor.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Well,
yeah,
Dave
you.
Thomas, look, Fat Albert, Dave Thomas will get down there. He ain't scared like Keenan. You know what I mean? He ain't scared. He knows he got better equipment.
Hold on,
that motherfucker,
Joe.
Hey,
he's gonna call him, Jeff.
Hold
he about to call
hey,
him.
Hey, look. Hey, Dave's truck caused my whole operation. He worried about getting me the kick. He said, give it to him, Keenan. Don't be scared. Cut a good light, Keenan. The hell? Should catch you by the 60 foot.
He calling him now. I know Kenny. He going to call Dave. He calling him right now.
Yeah, but he's on the back line saying, look, whatever you do, Dave, do not give him the kick. Please don't do it. Because I can't drive. I can't see him like that.
Hey, Jeff.
That motherfucker Jeff
will
be gone way in front of me.
Hey,
go ahead. Where's he at?
Hey, Jeff.
Yes.
Hey,
yep.
Jeff. He told me to ask you how much you want for the car.
Turnkey?
Yeah.
He can get it for $75,000. Come get it.
Because he said he about to open up he needs a car for Uber services, so he wanted to see how much he wanted.
There
for.
You go.
Oh,
just,
no,
as long as
God.
As long as he give me what he wants for that motherfucker, he can do whatever he wants.
Just to see how much he wanted for. I told him I'd ask you.
He can drive Uber, he can DoorDash for that motherfucker, anything you want to do. You ain't trying to race nobody.
You said it was old. You said it was old, so I figured we'd take it to a car show or something.
Where's Dave at?
It's fed up.
Get the owner on the TV.
Fed up.
Get the owner on the phone with me.
Yeah. I hear you. Go ahead.
If they're gonna prep the trap for people coming with slicks.
Yes, sir. If you come and let me know, say, Fat Albert, I'm coming up there, and I'm racing with slicks, I will have your lane prepped for slicks.
Okay.
But you got to come let me know. You got to come let me know.
Okay.
But if not, like Joe said, it's going to be proper radio.
I got you.
Hey, Silverhawk. Silverhawk.
Yeah. Yeah.
TikTok is not coming, so I got to open it. What we going to do?
Who is this?
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
Who this man?
Yeah.
I can't mess with you.
How do you know?
I know. I'm going to stay in my class.
Wait a minute. What class is that?
The bug class.
He's in a bug class. Damn.
Hell, I'm a bug.
Huh?
I'm a bug.
Nah, not no more.
Yeah.
Oh, have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
This thing with me and Mike Brown. Listen, this thing with me and Mike Brown. This is a robbery. No matter if he got the fast car or the slow car, we just gonna race. That's it.
There you
if
go.
I like
Shirley, baby. How
if
much?
If he beat me,
I like Shirley.
I go back to the drawing board and get a little better. That's all.
I like Shirley, baby. How much?
Put it in the pot. I don't want to put it in a pot. Me and you can make a side pot.
Nah, I don't do no side bet. All of my money spent in the pot. I never did no side bets in my life. All my money going in the pot.
Well, I think Mike and them in the 5,000 already, though.
I can't even get in their pot. They ain't going to let me in their pot.
Oh, they'll let you in their pot. They'll let you put your little $100 in there.
You gonna come in the pot? I don't want to put $100. I want to bet $1,000.
Well, you put it in the pot. It might get.
They ain't gonna let me in the pot.
Yes, they will.
Is that out?
Yeah, go ahead, King. I hear you.
Is Jeff still up here?
Yeah, Jeff still on.
Jeff.
Well, maybe I
should. Yeah, go ahead. No, go.
Oh, there you go. There you go, King.
Jeff, I got a partner here that want to holler at you for a little bit too, because apparently you ain't in good graces with him either. Hey, driver,
who's that?
Hey, driver.
Who's that?
Hey, look, Jeffrey.
What's going on, Brian?
Last time we talked to you, you said we was going to hear from you. We ain't hear from you. We just making sure you're all right, man. Make sure you
No, I've been working like a dog, man. I've been working.
Yeah. So what you looking to hear from the phone? What you looking to hear from him about, driver?
Brian,
he was waiting on some pause, right? Oh, and I thought maybe the pause was coming from Fulton. But come to find out, the motherfucking parts is coming from China somewhere. So that's why he ain't got them yet. Yeah, and then Putin will start that motherfucking war. So ain't shit coming across that now. So shit, man. What are we gonna do?
I hear you. I got it right too. You got it all. You got it right on the head. But Brian, I can tell you this much though. If that motherfucking Illuminati 2-point flow, give me the kick, I'll run on top of him.
How the hell a car with working taillights gonna give a pro mod the kick, man? What's wrong with you?
I got working taillights too. Headlights, taillights.
Yeah.
Brian, it's two different cars.
Pro mod,
man.
I
thought you were smarter than that, Brian.
I thought both of them got big blocks in them.
Really?
The kick is a whole lot.
How much is it?
Kick is a whole lot. Just
well, how about if I clear him? How about if I clear him, Brian? He get half of it back.
I don't know. How about if you leave first, and then you got your kick. Yeah, leave first.
As long as he guarantees I leave first.
Give him the break. Yeah, you got to take it, You got it as long as you can take it. That's an easy one.
Well, listen, I thought you had Dave Thomas on the phone. What happened to Dave? He's the one who got the balls. He's the one who got the clap.
He told me if you ain't trying to sell it cheaper than that, because all he's going to use it for is to go around the junkyard a little bit. If you ain't going to sell it cheaper than that, then...
Get him on the phone. Get his ass on the phone.
No, the man is there for the phone when I call him. He's there for the phone.
He must have
the bullshit detector on tonight. See, he had that on. He don't answer the phone.
Brian, here's what I'll do for him. I told him I'd give him
the money. Ain't it fair for me to at least give him the 1-1? I mean, that's a gift.
That ain't shit, man. That ain't shit.
Yeah, because he's damn buddy there. He give you the back tie to clear, and you're going to leave first. You done got everything in drag race.
I ain't going to leave first, though. But here's the deal, Brian.
Why not?
When that motherfucker. I probably won't. I mean, I can't. You can't. You know me. You can't count on leaving first.
You ain't getting old, are you?
Yeah, I'm 55 years old. I might be nervous or something. You know what I mean?
Now, why ain't worried about you being nervous? Maybe you're scared, maybe
man.
Give Jeff
the damn kick. All he could do is hit the tires any goddamn way. Just give him a fuck.
That's right. That's it. Tell him.
Oh, damn.
There you go. Tell him, ODB. Look,
God
Brian.
Damn, get it over with.
Brian,
You're going to a good track.
I'm glad,
as radio
I'm
prep.
Glad you came on instead of. Go ahead, Jeff.
As radio prep. I mean, he got better equipment. He got a nicer car. I told you, look, your car is a lot better than my car, Ken. I tell you what.
Now, if y'all was going to Owensburg, I would go with that radio prep. But you had Glock, so it's still, I think it's just going to be, you know, probably
Glock just as good
as Owensburg. For both of y'all.
Glock just as good as Owensburg.
No,
it's
Brian,
good,
as good,
but I'm talking about radio prep, not radio prep.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
No, I don't think so. You know, I don't think it'll be sticky like you said what happened down there this last weekend. It was sticky. Would y'all want to stick your mafia prepping down there?
If that radio prep ain't on kill, I give you $100.
I said y'all gonna have sticky mafia radio preppers.
The guy that runs the track, they don't need sticky mafia. They got their own.
No,
okay.
All right, their own. They don't have nobody prep their track. They do their own.
Oh,
they
I didn't
do
know.
Their own.
I didn't know.
I mean, look.
And damn good at it, I must say.
They will take the track and try to make it big tire friendly when you race that day. But all day is prep for radio. I don't give a fuck what you do. You can't get all that glue off that track. They'll make it better. Don't get me wrong.
Hey,
you can't turn a radio track into a slick track in one pass. You can't do it.
Hey, Jeff.
So I got to race that big tire with that fucking track. Yeah. Go ahead.
They're prepping some different shit, and that shit worked. That's all I can tell you.
I ain't saying it don't work good, but it ain't like night and day, you know what I mean? Because when you take a fucking big tire track, you don't put all that glue down. You never put the glue down. You glue it down early in the day, all you do is drag.
Prepping procedure is totally different than what you would normally see somebody else do. That's what makes it work.
I was there. I mean, I ain't saying it won't work, but I'm talking about I'm going down that motherfucker with some horsepower, not like Keenan got. I got some real horsepower.
Wait a minute. If you got horsepower, why you need a spot?
Don't say nothing, bro.
Because I ain't got the automobile he got. I don't have the automobile.
Oh.
He got the automobile.
Oh, it's a car. Okay.
You know the damn car means more than the damn motor. You know it. I know it.
And Brian jumped on that one, Jeff. As soon as you said that, I said, oh, Lord, Brian.
Yeah, I knew he was. I knew he was. So, Brian, look. Hey, Brian. Let's get all this in check. And if he ain't going to do it, it's over. It's going to be a radio prep track. He got radio. He got a brand-new, beautiful car. I got old beat-up Ford. I got 2010 technology. He got 2020. If I can't get the kick, and I'll clear him now. I got to clear him so he can get half of it back, and I will hide the money. How better can it get? The one-on-one ain't enough. That motherfucking thing
he got better than that,
he'll catch me at the 60-foot. With that back tire, we let them buttons go. My 60-foot compared to his, he will catch me at the 60-foot. That back tire is only 6 feet. It ain't even a whole car. Because your front tire hits the beam, and when he says my front tire, his nose is in my door. It's only a half a car. That's nothing. You can take that back tire and show the plumber your fucking ass. That's nothing but a gimmick.
Hey, Jeff, you know what? I got great news. So you know what you should do? You should go down there and slap you a set of radios on that motherfucker. You'd be a bad bitch.
Yeah, that motherfucker dragged the rocker panels would drag the ground. Too low. And fucking rocker panel hit the road. We done tried it.
Then after that, so it won't drag the ground. We'll give you some ass shots and put on the back of it. It won't drag the ground.
Well,
see?
I tell you what. I run him head up. He puts slicks on his.
I don't think slicks would fit up on you, for real.
Well, that's what I just tried to tell you. Radios won't get on mine.
Yeah.
That's the same difference.
Yeah. I don't think slicks would fit up under him, man.
And Brian, you know radio cars are faster than slick cars. Radio cars are faster.
Same thing.
So now he got radio, so he's faster already. Everything he got is in his favor. Every fucking
both
thing.
Motors
from
faster,
fucking start
both finish. Motors are faster than EC motors.
Yeah. You got
motors are?
Boy, so you got a Gene Fulton.
No, I got a Bobby Mock. I got some old backyard engine builder up here in Maryland.
Man, you got a Bobby Mock. You know, damn lot, Bob Mock my ass.
I got all that
I got all that crazy shit. But I'm just saying, he got every odd in his favor, man. God damn. So, I don't know. Let's move on. I got a race. I'm going to race the import. Fuck it.
Yeah, you locked in with the import.
I run one in my heart.
Hold on for a minute. Hold on. I'm going nowhere.
What's an import?
Jeff, they go Thomas, you were looking for.
David.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can you hear me? Yeah, I know you're the CEO and you know, you run that show over there with the Illuminati 2.0. So we were just going down through the stipulations here. We're going to a radio race. Okay. And you got radio tires, and radios are faster than flicks. So you one up on me.
Okay.
You got a prettier paint job. That's two. You got a newer car. That's three. You got everything you bought. Your car is fast, and you was claiming you're the fastest in the country or the world. Can't you just give me the heads up? Can't you just give me the kick?
The kick? Come on, Jeff.
Dave, look, listen. A slick over the goddamn radio is worth the back tire. So we're dead even there. So that clear ain't going to do shit. Your car is better, lighter, faster, newer, better. Everything's better. That's what you ain't giving me nothing. We might as well head the fuck up.
That's what you think, Jeff.
Around racing for fucking 45 years. I know what you got. You ain't hiding nothing. I mean, motherfuckers out there, this beautiful car is well built. It's been all over the internet. It's a nice car. It's probably one of the fastest fucking cars around. I got an old Todd Sportster built in 2007. I showed a tag on the bar, 2007. That technology was not out there in 2020, 2021. They didn't think cars would ever go this fast. If you was going 640s back when I built my car, it was fast. Now the motherfuckers going fucking 540s in a quarter mile. So all I'm asking for is a goddamn kick. I know you got an inferior driver. Your driver's scared to death. He's afraid he won't cut the tree or whatever. But if you want to, I'll drive the car for you. Because he's kind of timid. I kind of feel sorry for him. He's getting a little bit better. But if he had balls and he thought he could leave, he would run me with the kick. But he's a little scared.
But you should really be ashamed of yourself having a promo asking for the kick. You should really be ashamed.
I just said I didn't have a promo, Dave. I never claimed I had a promo. I got a top sportsman car.
That is not a top
sportsman.
That is a pro fucking mod.
Dave, I showed a name tag. It's built in 2007. If nobody in this country runs a pro mod built in 2007, you show me a motherfucker got a pro mod built in 2007, I'll kiss your black ass. Nobody got a 2007 Nobody. They can't compete. You can't compete. You need a new car. Dave, that motherfucker is how many years old? It's 14 years old. Come on, man. 14 years old. You know the difference. You just went from an old car to a brand new car. You know the difference. You can't fool me. You've been around too long. The back tire.
Well, unfortunately, the kick is just a bit too much for us. You know, but look, we got a new car. It ain't even got 14 goddamn passes on it.
And look how fast it's been already. God damn.
We ain't got 15 passes on the car. And the majority of them goddamn got no pull.
Hey, Dave, how about you give me the kick and I'll clear you?
Huh?
Give me the kick.
He said
I got to stay in front of you.
Nah, I can't do that. I got too much respect for the car to give you a kick. But you have everything else. And where are we running at? North versus South?
Yeah.
Down at Goliath. That's gonna work.
Yeah. Yeah.
See,
at Goliath.
Why is that?
The lot ain't never really been known as no radio friendly track.
They prep it.
So I can't really get down and whoop you the way I want to at Galat, but I'm still willing to take a chance with the 1-1.
Listen, Galat is as good as any place you've ever been. When they prep it for radio, it's just as good as any place you've ever been. I'm telling you. Is anybody on the phone? That track is dead right when it comes.
I didn't say you were telling anybody wrong. I'm just laughing because you trying mighty hard.
I'm just trying to get you all ready. If I beat you, so what? You give me the kick. God damn it.
If you beat, but you already beat us one time. That's why you think we like you on Bloodhounds now? You're trying to get some good back.
Well, listen to me. We'll run the first race like that. And if I whip you, I'll come back and run you with the 1-1 for the same money. You get your money back. Or lose double. One the other.
No, the way it should be is you should rerun the race we did at Colonial Beach, heads up, and then we come back. If we beat you, then we'll give you the 1-1.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'll run you. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll run you. Give me the back tire. I'll run you at Colonial Beach.
Oh, no.
Oh.
What did you just say? You just said we all doing it, right?
We're not going to have that conversation. We're not going to have that conversation up here. We're not going to do that.
Come on, Fat Albert. Flag on the play.
Flag on the play.
he said flag on the play.
Well, Fat Albert, they're telling you they got so much power and so much shit, they got to be on a perfect track and all this shit.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, Dave. The kick might be too much, like you said, but that 1-1 ain't enough. So that's why I'm gonna give you the back tire. I'm gonna give you the kick back. I'm gonna give you the clear back. So you get part of it back.
And not kick a promo.
That motherfucker. When you 60-foot, look. When you 60-foot, you catch me, Tom Ali.
That's bullshit.
I tell you what. I'm gonna give you one more option. I'm done. I'll give you the back tire and the clear. You let me leave. I can't say no more than that.
Tom, things ain't working out the way we thought, huh?
No. I mean, I told him, man. I mean, you were thinking about opening up your own Uber service, and you might be interested in buying this car to haul some people around downtown or something like that. But,
oh,
man,
no.
I ain't ever wanted to see that. I'm pretty sure, they're faster than what it is. I mean, people can sit by the wheel tubs and on the passenger side, stuff like that. We don't need a seat for that.
Hey, Ken. Dave, why'd you build a radio car? They're fast or anything? Radio car is fast or anything? Why'd you build a radio car?
Yeah, I built a radio car because I couldn't really get a whole lot of action on big tires.
And you know the faster. You got every eye in your favor, Dave. You got every eye in your favor, Dave. I got old goddamn carburetors on my shit.
That's true. Huh?
I got old carburetors in my shit. I ain't got no lockup. I got old Lenko in it, old heavy-ass Lenko in it. No lockup converter, none of that crazy shit. I'm telling you, man. Huh?
I don't believe that.
I'll bet you $1,000 ain't no lockup in it. And there's an old Lenko in it. Old carburetor. That's all that old antique shit. You all got in with the times. I stayed behind. I'm just telling you, there's two different worlds there. That's
well, I don't think it's going to happen.
No, it ain't going to happen. Hey, Fat Albert.
Yeah.
Fat Albert, you got your car running?
No, not yet.
Now he's about to ask you to run his
job. I'll give you the 1-1 with the execution. that's the same thing they're trying to say. Come on, David.
I tell you what, Jeff. You give us the kick, and we'll clear you.
Okay. Come on, Dave. What the hell are we doing, man? Dave, we're going to have a good time. Have a good time. It ain't got to be, you know, for $1 million. Whatever you want to raise for. You know, it's something simple. You can try to go out after you like the track.
Can't do no kicking. Can't do no kicking with a full-fledged pro mark. Well, it's top sportsman, as you say.
Top sportsman. I'll tell you what I do, Dave. You let Keenan drive my car, and I'll drive yours, and we'll give and we'll let Keenan leave. And I bet I'll take that red when you got to run that motherfucker forward down.
Nah, Jeff, I don't think the car built for you. That car was specially built for old K-Dog over there.
I'll put a pillow behind me or something.
Boy, y'all terrible.
No, the problem is, Fat Albert, the problem is this shit is all seen on TV and PDRA and lights out, all that shit. You know how fast these cars go. And ain't no signal.
Right.
Ain't like the motherfucker, you know, okay. You think he's going fucking 450s or something. Nobody runs the ballpark.
That's why everybody, man. People still got to realize the car is new, man. The car is new. I mean, people can say what the car is capable of running. But everybody know that we ain't got that car dialed in like that yet. It's okay.
But it's
so we're still willing to gamble while we're working on the bug.
Now listen. If I went to, hey, look, if I seen you at the racetrack, Dave, it was you, Keenan, Brian Epps, and a couple other dudes you hang with working on the car. Yeah, be one thing. But you got motherfuckers coming in from Texas and all that shit working. That motherfucking car ain't far behind. That motherfucker's close to where it needs to be. He ain't rocking science.
Well, I can't stop you from thinking the way you want to think, but I can tell you you're wrong, buddy.
Okay. But then you say you had the fastest one
in
the world.
You trying to say Brian Epps don't know what the hell he's doing?
I ain't saying that. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? You hire somebody. Hey, when you fly somebody in from Texas to work on your shit and go testing, you serious. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Good report.
And you look up David. You look up his wealth. Dave's a pretty wealthy man. He ain't no dummy. He got money. God damn it. You know all it takes is money to go fast.
Yeah, well, that's something I never had.
Me neither. So I got to try to script and scrap and work day and night to have a top sport. If I had his money, I'd have me a real pro mod, too.
I wish I had the money people thought I had.
You had a bunch.
You spent a big
chunk of
it. Why Dave is on the show, and I'm sure a lot of people want to know, Dave, why y'all fired Wicked Bird?
Oh, Lord. Oh, shit.
Hey, Fat Albert, let me take this question, Fat Albert.
On his day off,
we didn't fire anybody. We just made some clarification as to who can actually speak for the car. So we didn't say anybody's names or anything like that. So I don't really know what you're referring to.
Hold on. I'm gonna speak up on this, Keita. Hold on, I got to now. I mean, it's good steak. Damn it, he is salty. I don't care how you put it, how politically correct you put it. He is salty as hell. He is more salty than a salt and vinegar pitcher right now. Because his last said how he felt.
I can't hear, you know, how the man feels. You know, I don't know what to say. I didn't say no name. We just gave some clarification, that's all.
Well, why somebody put a post up and had a picture of him and Ice Cube? And say, what do these two got in common? Why explain that, Keenan?
You know, Facebook social media is something that you can't control what another person does. You know, so that's up to them.
Okay.
You know?
Uh-huh. Fat Albert, you know what they got in common. They got fired on the day off.
which I really don't understand why they can say that we fired Ricky Bird. Because in order to fire somebody got to be working for you.
Good report.
Bird did, you know, what was asked of him in Florida.
And that was pretty much the gist of it. He, but some people thought that because he was doing that in Florida, that he had the authority to lock in all our races, and we just said that wasn't the case.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And we just made
okay.
Enid
okay.
just made clarification. So that.
So let me
so Dave,
basically,
are
you
saying?
What saying
hold
is,
on, Antoine. Hold on, Antoine. So basically, he had y'all locked in to run Ryan Martin off of Street Outlaws, but y'all are not gonna do that.
This is my first time hearing it.
Oh.
I never knew anything about
Ryan. Go ahead, Antoine.
My question is, why is any of that necessary to be said?
I want to know. That's why.
Man, I lost
any
my train of thought, man. I forgot. Damn.
Man, y'all are crazy with this shit.
Hey, everybody else start shit. Why can't I?
Shit. No, I ain't talking about. No. I'm not talking about this. I'm not talking about the shit starting part. It's just like if a nickel bag move in the park, everybody want in, but they ain't got nothing to do with the nickel bag from the get-go. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, it's like,
yeah, I got
it's
it.
Like
once you broke it down like that,
ain't
yeah,
necessary
okay.
for everybody to be in the business, you know what I'm saying? But everybody want to be fucking nosy and want to know the at the moment 411 or somebody's situation when it don't even pertain to them. Just let the shit be.
Well, Rick, it's one thing about the DMV. Shit don't move until drama crank up.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Damn.
Yeah,
now, and
it
might be a sad case, but that's how it is.
Yeah, that shit just getting old real quick nowadays.
Hey,
Rick.
It's mainly me. Go ahead.
Hey, Richard.
Yes, sir.
You know, you're a neutral bystander. Don't you think Dave Thomas should give me the kick?
Oh,
I mean, I think it would be a good race, but I mean, it ain't my shit.
Right. I'm just saying. I just want to know how you thought. Yeah, I make sure I want to ask him too much.
So, no
way
that
out.
So what
yeah.
is that? Your third person that agreed to that? You got to get two more people.
They don't have seven or eight of them say it, but then they backed off of that. He said he needed five. They got ten. I guess
no,
too
he said. He said you had somebody kept changing their voice saying, "Yeah, give you the back tire." So that didn't count, so it was only like three people.
I got. What do you think, Dave? You been thinking about it, Dave?
Can't do it, Jeff. Can't do it. You got longer wheel, Dave. Car just as fast as mine. I just don't give
a man, you crazy.
I'm giving up too much with the goddamn 1-1, but I'm gambling with that.
No, you ain't. You ain't giving up nothing with that 1-1. You know that ain't shit either. That's why you give it up.
Oh no!
I got to give you the one. I got to give you the back tie. I got to catch you. Then I got to clear that long wheelbase goddamn car.
Dave,
we only
hey,
running.
Hey, Joe, open up the mic, Joe. Open up the mic, Joe.
Dave, you
go ahead.
We
go ahead, Dave.
Together. If we left together, Dave, at the 60-foot, your 60-foot versus mine, you're looking right at me. Keenan looking right at me smiling. And all he got to do is pull another car ahead with that big monster you got? Shit, that ain't nothing.
Not down Goliath.
That ain't nothing.
Not down Goliath.
I tell you what, if you can't get down Goliath, the race, if you call the race off, no punk got no nothing. If you can't get down that track is that good, Dave. You ain't been to Goliath. That's one of the premier tracks in the country. You're not going
yeah,
to goddamn backyard track. That's a good track.
I knew it was a good track. We were down there when we had the big tires of Willie Ball. Another track.
You can test on. Look, you can test. You go down there Friday and test, and bring these people from Dallas, Texas, Fort Worth, wherever they come from. Bring them on in and test all day Friday. That's Saturday we race. You have a whole day of test. And if you say, look, if I watch you and you can't get down the track. And you say, look, I can't get down the track. I say, okay, race is off. Don't give me nothing. Now, if I can't get down the track, if I blow the tires off and I can't get down the track, I'll still pay you punk out. I can't do no more for you, Dave. God damn it, Dave.
Can't do the break, Jeff.
Cannot do the break. I'm not breaking in the hot. You're starting to sound like Tim Booth. Tim Booth tried that same shit.
Damn, you said Tim Booth. Good gracious.
That's just too much. Maybe if I had the car and I had four laps, I would feel a little more comfortable, but the car's still pretty much new.
How many more laps you need?
I need more than what I got before I start getting people kicks.
What I'm trying to tell you is you go down there Thursday, they got a test session. You can test Thursday, and you can test all day Friday, and you can test all day Saturday, and we'll race Saturday evening. You got 3 days of testing, three whole glamorous days of testing. You can't get that motherfucker wore out or broke in or right by then, you in trouble.
Joe Gray, wake your ass up. Wake up.
I'm up. I'm listening to y'all.
Hey, is Mark? I think Mark is want to come on. You see? He keeps texting me.
Hey, man, listen. Hey, is my mic open?
Yeah,
there you go. Listen, look. I'm tired of hearing all these motherfucking bears in the honey hole together, goddamn, at the picnic table, sandwiches, goddamn, all that shit. What y'all gonna do, man? Y'all motherfuckers, goddamn, sitting here trying to show up and shit. What y'all gonna do? Huh? Talk to me.
Hey, Keenan, man.
I know you don't want to give it to him, right? I know you don't want to give him a break. Goddamn. You can give that break to that man and goddamn break across his ass on top side. Come on with it.
Hey, Marcus, I wish I could, but you know, the man and the owner is on the phone. So the man say, "Hey,
I know what the owner said, but look, the owner gonna say any goddamn thing you say too. So you know, the owner gonna say, if you say right now, Jeff Rogers. Fuck it. You got the break. God damn it, but
well,
you got
you know
it.
What? I like the way you're talking.
Keenan, you talk. All right. Go ahead with it, baby.
You know what, Jeff? You got the 1-1. You got the 1-1.
Wait a minute,
okay.
Marcus. You do that.
Hey, the New York.
Marcus,
we were the New York 1-1.
Jeff said if he get the break, he's going to clear him. David.
That's what I said. So what I'm saying is,
yeah.
Man, listen, I would take that gamble. Fuck it. I mean, I don't know what kind of money they run for, but shit, man, goddamn, make it do what it do, baby. If he got to keep it, he got to clear that motherfucker pretty vet. Put a time second on the motherfucker. You know, you got to leave before goddamn 5 seconds, and you can't leave before the green. If the motherfucker ain't out there by goddamn 6 seconds, got to shoot that on his ass. Goddamn it, put that goddamn vet on his ass, across the goddamn.
You know what, Marcus? We would try that, but like Dave said, man, we need some more passes on the car. The car's still too new, Marcus.
I got you. Well, look,
You left one out, Marcus.
Talk to me.
Jeff said if he beat him, he'll do the 1-1 for the same amount of money. Let him win the money back if he wins.
Hey, all you got to do is lock both pots. If he don't go out there for that second one, he lose the whole pot. That's all you got to do. Man, I would try that shit. I'll pay right now. But I understand you ain't got a whole lot of passes on the car. And you know, goddamn, if you give him a break, you got to give everybody else a break. That you trying to run ahead
exactly.
up when you're trying to run
exactly.
something back, you know.
Exactly.
So okay,
hey,
Mark,
never thought of that.
Right?
Good report.
Hey,
Mark,
hey,
I ain't never thought of that.
Right.
Hey,
but listen,
Mark.
Hold up,
Mark.
What's up, Joe?
But listen, on the other shoe, mine got so many motherfucking passes on it, it's wore the fuck out. So we got both ends of the track. That shit go, look, you seen it? That bitch will go, look, that bitch will go so pretty right down the track, flames lit, wheel tucked up in the air, and the next three passes, the motherfucker won't go 10 feet. That motherfucker wore out.
Hey,
Jeff, that's
because you get that three motherfucking slicks that Wickenburg was getting at the PDR race.
Yeah, right.
You get those three slicks, motherfucker. That's why.
That motherfucker got 1,000 runs on that race.
Hey, Keenan, so let me ask you this. Who else is on your radar? Who else is on your radar?
Any big time car, no time grudge, big time car in the DMV has got their 1-on-1. I made a post about that.
Survivor. I'm going to get in contact with Survivor. I know they say they want it.
I'm talking about
Kenny Ferguson. Is Kenny Ferguson ready?
Kenny Ferguson isn't ready,
no.
But Kenny Ferguson also said that he doesn't want to run us. That's what he said.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
He doesn't want us.
Hey, what about Mark Hayes with that goddamn blue Camaro he got?
He's got the 1-on-1.
Ooh. I like that. See, we gotta get a motherfucker. What you gotta do, Keenan? You gotta put a bounty. You gotta put a bounty out on these big car motherfuckers. That's what you gotta do. Put a bounty out there.
That shit you talking about, everybody else and saw. He done already said that.
I want to talk to Keenan. I want to talk to the Illuminati crew. I don't want to talk to nobody else. But, Keenan, that's what you got to do. You got to put a bounty out up there on them motherfuckers and make a bitch go. That's what you got to do. Somebody going to get froggy.
I told him he had the 1-on-1.
Hey, Rick.
You know?
Hey, Ricky. Rick.
Yeah.
Now, look, we all know Mark showed his time a couple years ago, right?
You don't
see his
say
time
no more.
He's running.
Uh-huh.
Right? And he going to get it. And he give him the 1-on-1. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's what I'm trying to tell you. But he won't give
me
the kick.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm going to let y'all battle that one out.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, goddamn. All you got to do is watch racing. All you
got to
do is
watch racing. Hey, Brad Albert. Yeah, you got out of that one quick.
Yeah, I just tried to help you a second ago, Marcus, but you wanted to be smart.
Yeah.
Rick, hold up. He was gone for Wickenburg's job, you know.
I'm
filling, so he wanted to get the job.
Goddamn, I've been hitting the one button all night long, goddamn it. And nobody woke me up. Now I get open. Now I can't even talk. Shout out. What the fuck is going on, man?
Yeah.
The Bad Boy Crew. The Bad Boy Crew can't come on the fucking show.
No. I had to get Joe up. I had to wake him up. I was like, Joe, open up Marcus Light. They texting me.
Okay. Hey, listen. Hey, Rick, let me ask you a question, right? You can wear a big car right or wrong.
Hey, where's my paper?
I don't know. What'd you say, Marcus?
I said you can wear a big car on your car, right? Right or wrong?
Not no more.
Okay. All right.
I had my tubs changed.
You had your tubs changed?
Yeah.
God damn, you went through all that when all you had to do was just goddamn push your rims up? I don't believe that. But let's.
Yeah, I did all of that.
But look, hey Rick, listen. Somebody patching up shit back there. Somebody in the body shop?
Nah, that's my son banging on shit. But go ahead. Yeah,
okay.
I'll mute my phone while
you're talking. Marcus, we hear you. All right. So look, this is what I'm saying. Rick, what do you think that you can stand to go out there with Illuminati with? What's your
setup? Shit, the 1-on-1 at me at the 3:30.
Okay, well, then you don't need to talk about that, right?
But we got to, hey, listen, we got to find Illuminati some goddamn action in the DMV. The man travels all down south, all the way to Florida, all the way to, he was going to South Carolina to run the Country Boys.
Hey, Mark,
and
you know what? Fuck, I'm tired of being a bully. Fuck it. Hey, get Stone Cold everything we got. I lock you in for Galat. Fuck you. I'm sick of this
shit.
I'm sick of you thinking, hey, I'm sick of, give us everything. Man, we'll lock in right now. Fuck it. I'm tired of you coming on here trying to be a goddamn bully and everybody's scared of you and Dave. I love you, but I don't like you. Come on, fuck it. Damn, lock in now.
Okay. Hey, what's that out?
We got everything in track.
Out. Shout out.
Yeah.
Are you finished? You done?
Yeah, I just took a minute there. Okay, I'm done. Yeah.
Okay, okay. All right. Then. All right. Then. I'm going to see you all right now. I'm going to see you all right.
Yeah, okay. So what you mean? How much we running for? How much we running for? We'll take everything in drag race.
Hold on one second. Hold on one second. Oof.
What you got to hold on for?
Hold on one second.
Wait a minute. Hey, while Keenan got you on hold, what will Bigfoot take from this Camaro?
Huh? Ooh. A little Bigfoot. He's out of the pocket. I thought he was about to. But,
yeah.
What'd you say, Rick?
What would it take to get that Bigfoot out there with this Camaro?
What Camaro?
This 68.
I'm saying, I mean, you could hire goddamn somebody out of Louisiana. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. What Camaro? Talk to me.
There's a black stock suspension Camaro over here floating around. You know the Camaro.
Man, there's many of them. What are you talking about?
Willie, come on, Willie. Where's
Willie?
Come on, Willie.
I tell you what, I'll run your head the fuck up at US 13 Dragway. Let's get it. No, I said I'll run your head the fuck up at US 13 Dragway. Let's get it, baby. I ain't scared
that
of you.
That car not coming in.
I ain't scared of you.
Yeah, you are. Let's do it at North versus South. Y'all gonna be there with the car. Let's do a little something. Just a little intermission because Keenan told Fat Albert to hold on. So, you're not trying to take up too much time.
Ain't no intermission. But what I'm telling you is, I'm gonna give you permission. Talk, listen, son. I'm gonna give you the permission to come on down to US 13, and I'm gonna run you here the fuck up.
But,
I don't need
North versus South come before US 13. So what's the hold up? Well, I mean, we're just trying to do a little something. It ain't gotta be for a whole lot.
No, it's not. It's never gotta be for a whole lot or a little bit, right? But listen. North versus South, I'm coming down out of fuck the North up in the South. But I can catch you anytime.
Well, you can catch us right then. That's what I'm trying to get across to you. The man trying to race, man, he ain't done shit with his car in a minute. You know what I'm saying?
So let me ask you.
He's trying to bust his shirt.
He tell me listen. Hey Rick, so you mean tell me that the man trying to race, but all I see is the man keep calling bad mother. Is he in love like all the other boys call him bad mother?
In love,
no,
I wouldn't say that. I mean, he got a little thing for you because, you talk kind of fucked up to him.
Well,
even though he beat you, you talk kind of fucked up to him. So, you know, he still won, you know.
I'm going to talk fucked up to you when I fuck you up. Yeah,
you must be having a dream or something.
Right? Nah. Look, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to bring some action to my home track. Bruce Styles, your teammate is coming down out there.
Okay, wait a minute, Bruce Styles is not my teammate, number one. Number two, listen, I told y'all, until it's proven that US 13 can hold a radio tie, I'm not coming up there.
Trying to run.
So don't.
Wait. Didn't they hold your little charge? You said you ain't big car. When you came down there.
I've never been there on a radio tie.
So you went on a radio tie.
I don't know.
You never been on a radio tie. Oh, man, you're a lying motherfucker, man. Stop it.
I haven't been to US 13 with a radio, sir. Y'all keep talking about, you know, the ownership of the tracking chains and blase, blase and all that.
that's going to be better.
I said, what I'm telling you is.
Oh, now you ain't got nothing to do with it. But before you was lobbying for the folks. So like I said, once it's been proven that things are better, then cool. Until then, I'm not coming up there. Simple as that.
So you ain't coming up there to support no races outside of.
I didn't say I wasn't coming to support. I'm not bringing my car until I see things are better. Real simple.
Well,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, you're right.
I'm not gonna do a U on y'all.
No, ain't no U on nothing. But listen, this is what I tell you. I'm gonna let you go ahead and let you figure out when it's right. And when you say it's right, then we're gonna go ahead and get it on that night with Welfare Will and Bigfoot here the fuck up on radios. That's what we're gonna run.
Yeah.
All right.
Friday night at North versus South of 30.
I mean, I didn't know North versus South was at US 13. Albert, you hosted at US 13 North versus South?
Oh, you talking about US 13. I'm talking about North versus South.
Hey, Rick, I thought you were talking about North versus South, too. I'm going to be honest.
I mean, that's what I've been talking about. I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
If you were listening, you would listen. You would hear something. I told you that.
Man, look,
I can't listen
to that jibber jabber you talking about, and the jibber jabber my son gave me. So I got to listen to him because you ain't talk right.
Hey, put the baby to sleep. Put the baby to sleep. But listen, I'm telling you that you said you not come to us 13 as your boy style call it until you see it's proven that it's radio, it can handle a radio car. And what I'm telling you is, once you let me know that you see it's proven that it handles radio, that's when we're going to get it the fuck on. Bigfoot versus Warfare will it head the fuck up, and we can get it, and you can get it how you live. Just that simple.
Hey, Mark. Come
on with it, baby.
Hey, cousin.
Come on
with it. The sheep flew in.
Uh-oh.
Open it up.
What?
Man, get his ass, man. Fuck Welfare Willie.
Yeah, get Welfare Willie. If you feeling confident.
I got you, cousin. Hey, cousin, I'm
fuck
trying to
him.
Get him, but he got them. He keep ducking. He ducking.
Hey, I tell you what, this is how you do it. Get his ass. Make him lock in two races. He has to come to US 13 if we run him at North versus South. Simple. Fuck him.
Fuck it. Let's get it. Hey, Willie, let's get it, Willie. Goddamn, 1,000 or better. 28, goddamn it.
Hey, let's go, motherfucker. The money is one thing. What y'all got on that car is what y'all got and what we got.
You talking about you want me?
You right, and that's what the fuck you sound like right now, is a horse.
The sheep just said,
what'd you say, 200,000, what day at North versus South?
200,000, North versus South, in the race, in the goddamn track, race ready at 4 o'clock, both 28, goddamn a piece, big block, nitrous, let's get it. Fuck how it turned out. I'm sick of it. Let's get it.
This tells me that you duck it, sir.
So any other time, listen to what I'm saying to you, because you know the car don't have 28s on it.
So now you want to step a tire side.
So either you want a race or you want a parts watch. I tried to race you. I gave you a date. I mean, I gave you a track.
But
you said
you racing parts though. So like y'all been saying, come to win. Do that. Come to win. You got a back half car versus a street car.
Hey,
Marcus, the sheep just hit my phone. The sheep hit my phone, cousin, and said, fuck his tire size, get his ass.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. 200,000 what day at North versus South. 200,000 what day at North versus South.
Friday off the trailer. Friday off the fucking trailer. Let's get it.
Hold on.
Hold on, Dave. Let me put y'all on the group. You said the sheep hit your phone? Yeah, motherfucker, the sheep flew on the floor. The motherfucking track go hot. Wow. Rick said hold on. He be right back. Let's get it.
Hey, what happened to Keenan?
He said, hold on.
Sit back, read the mail.
Keenan step back, read the field, babe.
What's that Friday, the 25th, or the, was that the 26th?
It's 25th,
if I'm 25th, Rick. Let me make right, sure, though. I don't want to tell you nothing wrong. Yeah, Rick, 25th is a Friday. That's Friday.
All right, hold on.
Damn, say the sheik hit, called his phone. The sheik said, fuck.
Did she call the goddamn phone?
I wish the sheik called me sometimes.
Fuck it. Listen,
hey.
The sheik said, fuck his tire. Fuck that welfare, Willie. Off the fucking trailer. Let's get it.
Oh, shit. Friday night? Good God almighty.
We lock it.
Hey.
We cut the race.
Hold on, I gotta wait for him to call me back.
The caller you're attending to call
oh, you
is
got,
not surprised. Please call back in 10 to 15 minutes, and we'll reach you again. Thank you.
Hey, hey, you got 4 weeks. You got 4 weeks to get it locked in. We're gonna lock in the week of the race. You got 4 weeks.
A problem.
Thank you, sir. I love you, baby. I love you.
Hey, Rick, don't forget, you got to lock in a date for US 13 as well, okay?
Yes.
Remember that?
Fat up, you listen?
Yeah, I heard it. I heard it.
Okay, all right. I'm just saying. That's how we're doing it. Let's make motherfucking grudge racing great again. Let's do it again, goddammit. You know how the song said, let's do it again? Goddammit, let's do it again. Goddammit. Fuck how it turned out. I'm ready to dance any goddamn
way. Hey, what time did you say on the 25th?
As soon as the track go hot.
What time is that?
Probably around about...
Hold on,
track probably go hot
on Friday,
about 2 o'clock.
About 2 o'clock, probably on a Friday.
2 o'clock on a Friday?
That's what kind of track go hot. I mean, y'all... He asked what kind of track go hot.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Right. So, what time? Go ahead.
I thought Marcus said 6 o'clock. I thought you said 6 o'clock.
No. No, I said.
Oh,
Friday.
My bad.
That's what I said on Friday.
All right, now Rick. You know,
it ain't gonna be off the trailer shit. So, what time are you talking about?
Yes, it is. It's
no.
Just like you told Styles earlier,
you don't dictate shit over here. It ain't gonna be no off the trailer race.
Now you bringing Styles in this shit that ain't got
no. I'm not bringing Styles in nothing. I'm telling you what you told the Styles. You not dictating nothing over here. If you want to race, we can race. The money ain't a problem.
You said y'all want no more. You said y'all want no more. Look, y'all is partners. You bringing Styles in. How the fuck you can't come off the fucking trailer?
What fucking time you want to race, dummy?
How the fuck you, I just told you, you good haircutting motherfucker. I said at 2 o'clock.
That's right, good haircutting motherfucker.
No, hey Rick.
He said 2 o'clock.
Hey Rick. Hold on, watch this, Marcus. I got it.
Wait,
watch this.
Hey, no. Too many of y'all motherfuckers talking at one time. What time did he say?
He said off
4 o'clock.
The trailer as soon as the lane goes hot. But listen, this is my question to you. If
okay,
that's
stop
the case,
right there. What time did the lane go hot?
Man, I don't know. Just goddamn it, tell the man you want to do it. Fuck you.
Probably 2 o'clock. Hey, Joe, what kind of lane go hot? Hold on. If I'm not mistaken, the lane's going to go hot at 2 o'clock Friday.
Yeah. 2 o'clock Friday. Okay, hold on, Rick.
I'm not 100% sure. I'm 90%. But, I mean, Joe, where you at, Joe?
I'm calling up now. I'm going to find out. Hold
on. Okay.
I'm going to find out right now.
But Rick. Okay, but Rick, did you hear what they say? If you lock this in, you have to lock in US 13 too.
Yeah.
That's fine. It'll be at a later date. That's fine.
Oh, okay.
So 2 o'clock, 2 o'clock, or whenever the track go high at Galat on Friday.
Yes, sir.
200,000, Bigfoot versus Welfare Willie, head up. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
That slow ass Nova they got over there, that blue Nova.
Oh, well, you know, hey.
Yeah, little foot.
They all slow until you get beat by a slow one. Right there. They all slow.
Well, two feet bigger than the other one.
Hey, Rick, I'm not going to argue with you, okay? I told you what it
I'm
is.
I'm not talking to you,
so,
motherfucker. Be quiet. Matter of fact, hold on.
You. Ain't no hold on. Joe clear his line. He talking on the other line. God damn it. He should have all this shit already ready. See, he got to go call his man to lock a shit in. We just caught lock a shit in. Fuck him. Oh. Ain't everybody sheep? Did she call the shit? Get it.
When do you want to lock the race in?
The week of the race, sir.
Done deal. Lock.
Hold up. Let Fat Albert go over the goddamn stick.
All right, so it's 8 miles, Troll Tree, Welfare Willie versus Bigfoot, 200,000. Heads up.
Off the trailer.
At 2 o'clock. As soon as it's hot.
Yes, sir.
Rick, I'm going to go get my freak on now. Hey, thanks, Marcus. I'm going to go get my freak on now.
Hold on, Rick. Is it locked, Rick?
I give it
down.
I've been saying locked.
Okay, Marcus, is it locked?
It's locked, baby.
All right, it's locked.
Can I turn that thing off? No,
that thing's off. Rick said he's got to go get his freak
on.
Good gracious.
That's how you lock a mud duck in. Give a fuck about it. Don't mud on him. Let the motherfucker dig his way out of it.